Blog Talk Radio.
Diamond in the back, a sunroof top, digging the scene with the gangster lean. Ooh, ooh. Diamond in the back, a sunroof top, digging the scene with the gangster lean. Ooh, ooh.
All right, my bad, fellas. They say, can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me? Junior, am I on now? I don't know. I guess I was having some, like I told y'all, we got a storm up our way, you know, cloudy, overcast. So I'm hoping y'all can hear me now. Junior, if you can, if I'm on now, please let me. All right, thank you. Lord, man, we got an overcast, little storm going on up here. So, you know, bear with me. I'm definitely trying. I'm on. All right. Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, Lloyd? What's up, Pat Albert? What's up, everybody? Oh, man, it feels good. It feels good to be on another week. And, look, just let you know, we do have a little, I guess we got a little overcast here in Chesterfield. And, you know, I'm losing my voice, so please bear with me, man. I work with kids every day, so if my voice goes in and out, just know I'ma stay on. I'ma stay true. I'ma stay on. It's just gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long night. I'm back. Ron Green, we on. We on, baby. We on. Yes, sir. All right. I see you, Sammy. All right. So, look, before I open you up, Sammy, stay right there. But, look, I just wanted to – y'all didn't hear me the last time. But the rundown. This weekend, you got DKR's Rise to Greatness at MIR this Saturday. He's got a streetcar shootout, 28 shootout, a big tire shootout. Go check him out. DKR's, Dion Kennedy Racing, Rise to Greatness. That's going on at MIR. Like I said, if anybody on this show, anybody has a race they want to lock in, and I mean anybody, I don't care if it's an average Joe to a big dog to a medium dog. It don't matter. One thing about this show, I could care less if you big or small, if you, you know, got a million followers on YouTube. That's a neither here nor there. Because guess what? My daddy used to always say, one day we all going to be buried the same amount of distance underground in the same type of casket. Now, your casket might be better than mine, but we all going away from here, and we all going to be 6 feet under one day. So guess what? It don't matter who you are. If you click the one button, I'm open you up. And if you're trying to get some action at a show, I'm definitely down for it. Like I said, no sugarcoating over here. Nobody is better than anybody. That's the way I see it. So, like I said, you got DKR's Rise to Greatness going on this weekend. And then let me give you a heads up. Let me pull these flyers up so I can get the right names. All right, we got next weekend, we got the 410 Grudge Dreams present Get Busy, Custom Tune, US 13. That is US 13 Dragway, Del Mar, Delaware, Sussex Highway. Go check them out. That is 410 Grudge Dreams. That is the Get Busy. Test and Tune. Those are my brothers out there, Fred Wheatley, Antoine Jones, and the Ballard Boys, the Betty White crew, all my, man, they family out there. Go check them out that weekend. They got some good stuff. They got the Claim to Fame, Street to Fame. I think they got Straight from the Muscle. They got some good stuff. They got an Extreme Shootout. So just go check my guys out. That's the 410 Grudge Dreams. That's the Get Busy, Test and Tune. That's at US 13. That is the weekend of April the 22nd and 23rd. Next weekend following, you got Long Island Joe invades the DMV. Grudge event, No Time Big Time Shootout. $20 for spectators, $40 for racers. That is going on at Custom Tees of D.C., that's going on Custom Tees Motorsports Park. Check that out, April 30th. Following week, y'all already know what it is. It's Capital Punishment, too. I'm going to just say it like that. It's Capital Punishment, too. You know, you got Peso Productions, G-Body Mafia, NCSB, Stunt Like Me Productions. We out there May 6th to May 7th. BMP, we got everything from, like I said, Friday night. We got Motion Race Work Shootout. Come check them guys out. I think they got 20-plus cars, little street car shootout. That's the Motion Race Work guys. Big ups to Ryan Watts for bringing that shootout on board. Saturday, we got an all-steel, all-glass shootout hosted by none other than Nephew, CT. So, you know, I'm proud of Nephew. Nephew been in the game for a while. And, you know, he doing his thing. He loves that all-steel, all-glass stuff. And he just loved racing, period. So I want to give a big shout out. Thank you, CT, for the help. And I love you, boy. But you got an all-steel, all-glass shootout. We got an NCSB shootout. And this is the Extreme, guys. This no, hey, just stock, board space, nitrous, 28 to 275. Stock, board space. So, you know, this is the Extreme, guys. It's the gangsters. So they got to shoot out. And then also, you got the big tire guys, my boys, Brad Diggs and them. Thank you for coming on, helping out. Brad Diggs got a great, great shootout for you guys. Your big tire guys, 5 inch or smaller. Can't have shown time at 365. You know, those guys, they've been solid for just as long as NCSB has been going. So, you know, Chuka, you know, just want to say thank you for Brad Diggs and his guys for coming out and giving us the support. Also, we have the Mayday Car, Truck, and Bike Show. Car, Truck, and Bike Show hosted by myself. And, you know, the guy, the person running it is Michael Myrick of Stick It Up Decals. Please check my youngster out. Youngster is a gangster with those decals. So please check out Mike, Stick It Up Decals 804. If you want a decal made for your shop front, want a decal made for your ride, you want something done for a trophy, anything, hit up Mike, and that is Stick It Up Decals. Stick It Up Decals. All right, and next up, I'm going to open up Sam and Mike, because I don't know if Sam and know it or not, but I might, if things align, that following week of my birthday, I might just go up there and hang out with Mr. Lego Lamb himself. Sammy.
You back? Why is it so?
Yo.
What's up, Sammy? What's up?
What's going on? I'm the co-host with you today, me and Fat Albert. If you don't have no voice.
If I know Fat Albert's on here. Yeah, man, I'm just tell y'all, if y'all barely hear me, being a teacher, it's crazy because, you know, I ain't saying I yell, but, you know, you got to get kids' attention. And these days, these kids are ruthless. So if my voice go in and out, it ain't because, you know, I got the Rona or anything. It's because, you know, I work with the kids, man. So if my voice in and out, just know I'm here. I'm still here.
No doubt.
But, yeah, we got some good racing coming up, Sammy. Am I hearing this right?
I can't wait.
Am I hearing this right? That your boys from up the way with your old car, Charlie Horse Brown, is taking on Frank the Saint?
I think so.
Oh, man. So a little Team North versus DMV action. I like it. All right. So that's Charlie Horse Brown taking on Franklin Saint. Okay. All right.
It's going to be a good one.
It is, you know, because anything. I know I got people, this, that. But I'm going to tell you, grudge racing, and we know this for a fact, Sammy, because me and you, we've been on the road together and we've been to events together, and man, have we seen some lopsided races go south. Anything can happen. But Sammy, I'm glad I got you on. I got Fat Albert on. I know Fat Albert, he's probably cruising in his ride. But let me this is the question for tonight. And this comes from an OG. And when I say OG, that's usually what I hang out with, talk to, because I'm really an old soul, Sammy. I listen to blues music. I listen to go-go. I listen to oldies but goodies. You know, I drink corn liquor. I'm from the country. I'm a country boy. And that's just what we do. We party. And, you know, I go to the shop on weekdays, and we sit there at Butt Naked Shop. We party, bullshit, talk shit. That's what we do. And a guy that I talked to the other day, Owen, he said, now this is a question he wanted me to put out there. He said, and it's good, Sammy, because you're a car owner, and I want to ask you this question. Don't sugarcoat it, because we don't have sugarcoated on this show. How does it make you feel when a non-car owner, and I mean a non-car owner, he might be a part of that camp, and he may have lock-in credentials or whatever. But how does it make you feel when a guy that maybe drives a Honda and is part of a camp with a bear, but, you know, he doesn't own nothing himself that he races or a race car? How do you feel when he calls you, oh, yeah, you a weak bitch, or you slow, or, you know, you can't get the pain, or you – How does it make you feel?
It depends. Because if they could, make it this way, they can hit their pockets and lock the race in, they're doing something. If they can't, if they're just talking and they can't do nothing, they should sit their raggedy asses in the corner somewhere.
So basically, you're telling me. Basically, you're telling me, if they can officially put some money out of their pocket. Like, out of their pocket, and lock the race in, you're okay with them. Tell, you know, and you know what, Sammy, I kind of understand what you're saying. Basically, you're saying you can talk to me like a dog, but as long as you're willing to put some money up to back up that mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, and I'm going to tell you
Sammy.
Talking.
Now, the thing is, they're talking and they can't do nothing about it, and they're just talking. Then their ass to sit in the corner somewhere and not say nothing.
So basically, if this guy comes to you and says, "Oh, Sammy, a weak bitch. He can't beat nobody. He, you know, let me put it to you like this, Sammy. All right, everybody remembers the race with you and Ghost, and you know, I know." Everybody got on Facebook, oh, Sammy got gap, Sammy slow, Sammy this. And, you know, you had that one or two people that really, they might be Facebook gangsters. And in their all honesty, they probably don't have a car. They probably don't have a car to lock in. Probably don't have no credibility. But Facebook gives them that platform to call you what you're not. But at the same time, you know, they're saying this and saying that. It doesn't bother you because they don't have money to put up. So what you're saying is if you have money, you can talk to me like a dog as long as you're willing to put money up and bet.
Yeah, not about bet. I mean, if they're part of a camp, right?
Okay.
And they're talking this and that and this and that. And they bring a car to the table to race, they're doing something. The betting shit is bullshit. The betting shit is bullshit. Everybody can bet when they don't have a program. You know what I mean? But if you're part of a camp and they're talking shit to you, but they don't have a car, but they could use, like, make it this way, like Jazia is part of my camp, right?
All right.
Has the power to lock people in with my car. You got what I'm saying?
Okay.
He can talk all the shit he wants, right? But he could do what he got to do. He could lock in a race without even calling me and stuff like that. If you can lock me in a car right on the spot, lock me in with one of your car from your camp, I have no problem with it. But somebody that just keeps talking shit and wants to bet just because they just want to bet for a car that has nothing to do with them, they're a weak bitch.
And that's well said. That's well said. So basically, I'm feeling how you're putting it. And that's how when I talk to this older guy, it kind of ruffles their feathers because they're from the days where, you know, let's put it like this. They're from the days, and me, Pete, Pooh, sometimes we sit on the phone. I remember years ago we sit on the phone and talk about the old days. And see, these guys are from the days where, you know, if you didn't have a car, you had to shut your mouth. If you didn't drive your car, you had to shut. I know the days are different because, you know, there's people out here that own their own car, and they don't drive it. And I respect that. Just like Sammy, same thing. I know you can drive your car. I've seen
you. No, I can't
you.
Drive. I can't drive.
Yeah.
I can't drive.
Well, years ago you drove your car?
No, no, I don't drive. I don't drive.
All right, so you've never been in your car? Never been in your
that.
Car.
No, I always no, I can't say that.
Oh, my God. But, all right, what I'm saying is I see it all the time. I see it all the time. Oh, yeah, you know, and that's – and I'll say this. That's usually a way to get out of a race. And I will say that. I'll give it that because some guys, if they can't beat you, their way out is, oh, well, drive your own car. And you know what? I see this as a safety thing. If a person owns a car and they don't want to drive it, it's best that if they don't feel they can drive it and if they don't feel they have what it takes to hold it on the road or whatever, they shouldn't drive it. Because let's just be honest. That money that a grudge race takes is not going to count for the take of a life. Let's just say two cars go down the track. I'm going to knock on something right now because I don't. Let's say two cars go down the track. And an owner got talked into driving his car because he just felt like, all right, I got to drive it. These guys are on me. I got to drive it. Say the guy that's driving the car, the owner, he crashes. And let's just say somebody gets hurt. That money in the grudge race wasn't worth somebody losing their life or getting hurt. In all honesty,
yeah.
Like you said, there are people in NHRA, IHRA, grudge racing, class racing. It don't matter what they're in. There's people out here that own cars, and they will never mm-hmm. drive them. And that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as they understand that, look, I'm betting, you know, it's my program. You know, I'm betting the money. I'm preparing the car. So basically, I'm the owner. It's just that I don't drive
mm-hmm.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know, do you know the reason why I don't drive, JB?
Why is that?
Because I don't want to put on that monkey suit. It's too fucking hot for it.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I like to be outside, getting into people's pockets. Because when you're in the car, you can't bet nobody.
So basically, what you're telling me is. You're okay with just owning the car, being the owner, and knowing
yeah.
that's my car. I'm betting the money. I'm betting side, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to drive it to know that it's my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I pay the bill.
Now, all right, now, Sammy, I'm about to throw a monkey wrench in here, Sammy. But
mm-hmm.
if somebody tells you, hey. You know, somebody gets under your skin, and they're not letting it go. Would you drive your car?
If they tell me to, no. There's only one person in this world that tells me what to do. And she's lucky that I answer her, and I do it, my mother.
And that's real. Sammy, that's about as real as it gets, Sammy, because at the end of the day, that's how I feel, too. And my mom, I'm going to tell you, she still give me shit to this day. But I'm going to tell you,
no,
that woman, she knows that, hey, JB going to listen. I might give her a little, hey, but I'm going to go on and, hey, yeah, I'm going to go on and shut it down. I'm going to shut it down. But the thing
yeah,
is, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to go ahead. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take half of the honey in my Fat Albert boy. I'm going to take half of the honey instead of the whole tube of honey, and I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to shut it down, Sam.
Now, JB, now listen to this one. That's how I know I don't like to listen to nobody.
All right,
47.
What?
And I had two
you're
horses
47.
In my life. I'm 47.
You got
and
two
I had
balls.
Two horses in my life.
Okay.
And what? One of them, I didn't last too long. It lasted 2 days, and I quit.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
So it lasts two
so
days.
I didn't have
2 days.
I didn't have many bosses. Huh?
So you
yep.
said you had a boss for 2 days and that didn't work. Not feeling it.
Nah, I don't listen. I'm pretty much bad on getting bossed around and told what to do.
And so therefore, you jumped right out there and said, hey, who needs a boss? I'll be my own.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll be my own boss. I think I was my own boss since, 21, 20.
Oh. So you was an entrepreneur at the age of 21. Okay. I'm about to get up under your skin now. I'm about to get up under your skin. Because, you know, there's a certain guy just opened his mic, and I'm going to tell you, I heard he getting right. And, you know, this car called Suge Avery is going to come back one day. Now, if I got this car guy that owned the car, and he said, you know what, Mike Wyatt, and this is how he talked to, Mike Wyatt can't got his car today. Fuck it. I'll get in the motherfucker. Now, if this guy got in the car and talked trash to you and said, Sammy, if you get in your car, I'll bless you. You going to get in that car?
You know, bless me how? Give me a spot. I'll do it.
Oh, so Suge Avery.
I'll spot you to the nearest liquor bottle.
Damn, Fat Albert. You know what?
Man.
You know what? I'll get in my car. Fat Albert, get in his car and take the next lane.
Listen, that's a good question, JB. That
yep.
You got to drive bullshit. That's that.
Yep.
You're right. That's somebody that don't want to race. Because one, like JB said, why would you put somebody in a car and they never drove an auto, but you want to put them in the car, they go out, wreck their car, and possibly yours. So why would you want that? That is so stupid. Me? No, I don't want to drive. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I have more fun talking shit and a red cup in my hand. That's me. I'm good at that. I don't want to drive. I drive for a living. What the fuck I want to drive on my day off for? I don't want to do it. But
that's
these
how
guys
I feel
that
too,
keep talking
Pat
about,
Robert.
These guys keep talking about, oh, you drive. Why would you want to put, like JB said, that purse or that money that you locked in is not worth somebody's car or their life. It's not worth it.
Nope.
I don't care how much y'all bet. So I would never say, well, you got to drive.
That's
you know, you racing the car.
That's
all that is. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't dare want nobody to drive that.
I'll tell you
and
right
you know,
now.
And I see they do that with that what's his name, Antoine. Everybody want him to drive it. If the boy don't want to drive it in nitrous, why y'all keep throwing want to throw him in there for? He already said he don't want to do that.
But I could do that.
I get tired of hearing that, you know,
but
you drive.
I could do that.
Well, you could do what?
Because he's been telling me that for years.
I don't like that when they do that, man. I just don't like it, man.
So Sammy, what you say? Oh, I know it's coming. Go ahead and say it.
What? No.
A couple of years ago
in Butts Creek, a good example here. The pot was $3,000, raised for $3,000, right?
Yeah.
But why, and I only had $1,000 in the pot, right? Why did I go home with $11,600 that day?
Oh, man.
Figure that one
Tell
out.
Me.
Or side
Because you were betting everybody, the starting line.
Everybody
or,
had flash,
you know.
Everybody had flash money on me, I took. Right? Now, if my dumb ass was sitting in the car, how much I would have made?
Not no 11,000.
I would have made maybe 2,000, 1,000 in the pot and 1,000 in the side bet, because all the bets came to me right on the line, right in the burnout.
And that's you. Yep.
And then they were throwing 1,000, 2,000 at me, 1,500. I was like, gimme, I'll take. Motherfuckers left me with a dollar in my pocket. Because I was handing the money to Long Island Joe. handing the money to Long Island Joe. So that's one of the reasons why I don't want to drive. I don't care to drive. But if I do have to get in there, and if I want to, you don't have to tell me. If I wanted to get in there, I'll get in there. JB, you know that. Because I got in there against Big Head Kent.
I got I got a picture of you in your racing suit.
Oh yeah, it popped up in my memory.
Yo,
no acetal.
Yo.
I left my ass back in the trailer.
Yo, they gave you hella, but they was like, yo, Sammy, you don't even fill the suit out. He was like, I'm good. Cigarette in his hand, walking around, ready to go.
Yes, sir. But
nah, that's all that is. It's just a look away. That's all. Somebody just don't want to race. To throw that you got to drive bullshit, man, they don't want to race. Or they know they can't beat that person. So they figure they're going to get them that way and hoop and holler and yell and scream. You get in the car, I'll whoop your... Man, you just don't want to race. You know you can't beat them, and you just trying to find a way out of it. That's all. Same thing as buying a pot. All he doing is buying the pot by throwing somebody in that don't drive in the car. That's crazy.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know, like Fat Albert, I know you trust your job. Mike White is your driver, right?
That's right.
And Mike White, and you trust Mike White. If you put Mike White in there, you know that, look, this is who I trust. This is who I'm going to put my money up with. This is my partner, and this is who tuned the car. I'm good with who is in the car.
That's now, the question is, who got the oldest driver? Who's hired?
Sammy, you might get that title. And I'm not trying to be funny, but you might get that title, Sammy.
Well, Sammy, I take that back. I know, now, I don't know if he's the oldest, but I will say this.
Hustlin' Henry. Yeah.
That man in his 80s, Sammy.
Oh, man, he got my driver by a fucking mile. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I heard every once in a while, if you get him right, he'll spray a little nitrous just to get him moving. God, oh my.
Now, we got one over here up in New York. He's, I think Jerry Lincoln.
Well, I know.
Right, 83.
Jerry Lincoln, the guy that drives the, he got the G-Body, right?
Yeah, he got a G-Body and his first Gen Camaro, too. Or something like that.
Yeah.
He's what, 80 something?
Yeah.
He's about 85, maybe.
God. Now, see, that's an OG to know that he can get in that car and still get busy.
Yeah, something like that.
Man.
One thing
I will say, now, I something else I want to ask too, Sammy, because I don't know what's going on. But, man. What? So is ATCO basically saying they don't want grudge racing, man?
No, it's not that.
Oh, okay. I see y'all had something good. Y'all, I was about to say y'all got something good going up there, man. I hope that keeps
going.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know what's going on exactly now, but I'm calling it like it was a power trip type deal. Right now.
Okay. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know if people know, and I know some people posted today, but it's not official. But, man, you know, we might lose another track after Bobby Cole's race, man, and we can't afford to lose anymore. I mean, you're talking about Memphis. It's not official, but it is up for, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. I mean, you know, we can't, you know, we gotta keep our tracks, man. Because our Fat Albert can, all right, I guarantee you if I open this up and I said something about Richmond Dragway, we lost a cornerstone of the 804 when Richmond Dragway died.
Yeah, I remember when you called me on that and told me, yo, Sammy,
man,
come
you
get this shit.
Yeah, I tried to get you to buy it, but I'm telling you. You could go to Richmond Dragway on a Friday. And I remember, man, just anybody. Fat Albert, you remember when it was on a Friday. I remember. Do you remember when Big Shirley and Alabama Gang ran?
Fat Albert got him a lot lizard. Now, what is it now? It's still gates still closed, or they did something with that?
Gates are closed, and I think it sold to a builder. If I'm not mistaken, it's going to be residential.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I mean, you know, I hear
they're
this stuff about
the rumor has it right now that Englishtown might be an 8 mile track again.
Oh, now
it might come back as an 8 mile track.
Oh, and you know what? I guarantee you, everybody up that way would be happy with the fact of an 8 mile track, just a track.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they closed two of them in Long Island a couple of years back ago.
Another thing, Sammy, what's up with the Long Island track? Is that a go, or did that downfall?
They're still working on it. They're still fighting it. They just made it like a little 10-second type deal, noise restriction on an airport type deal for a little while. See how it worked out. It worked out
pretty
good.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't hear nothing this year so far.
Man, we need more.
So. We're losing more than we're gaining.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy, I feel like I opened up one of your brothers, because I feel like 516 area code is up there with you. Is that up there with you?
Yeah, 516 is Long Island.
516-2415, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Flex, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
I got a legend on, man. I got a legend on here, man.
Just flip it on, see what the hot topic is tonight. What are you guys talking about?
I'm glad I got you on here, because what I'm talking about is, all right, and you're a perfect person. You're the perfect person to answer the question to, because you're a owner, driver. You did everything. And I know this for a fact, because I remember back in the days, I used to talk to Tippy Toe and just listen to the stories about you. And he used to tell me about how you used to get busy. So, all right, you got guys out here now that,
right,
you know, might not own a car. They might be part of a camp, but they don't own nothing. But they have the audacity to come out and say, they might say, oh, yeah, White Lightning's a turtle. It's a slow-ass car. It's a dud. It's this, it's that. How does that make you feel if somebody's coming at you lopsided, and it's a youngster mainly, usually it's a youngster, and you're OG, so how does it make you feel when you can't even be like, lock your car in because this person has no car?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that talk, and now with social media, you know, you got people just chiming in, you know, and, you know, I see it only two ways. If you're not part of a camp, or if you can't speak on someone's camp that, you know, that you could lock something in, you know, what are you doing even, you know, other than, you know, what's your contribution to the game? You know, were you just there to break balls? You just there to, you know, I don't understand what the position is with that. You know, like I was telling Gordo, I was saying, listen, if you're not going to get in the paint or be part of that crew, you know, get in the stands, man, get in the stands. There's only two ways you could attack this, you know. You want to be part of it or you want to, you know, everybody's just talking. Always, you know, social media. I mean, now it's a open ball field. Now, you know, you could say anything from any angle. And, you know, I don't take those people much to mind. So it really doesn't bother me. There's a lot of people that want to see, you know, different people race different people. And they should just come out and say that. But, you know, to sit there and really try to be part of a crew that you're really not, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just kind of like bullshit a little bit. But, you know, I understand people all want to be involved. And, you know, we need those people involved. But, you know, to sit there and waste people's time, you know, arguing for an hour and a half, or whether it's on a talk show or at the track. And at the end of the talk, like me, I don't mind a good argument. But at the end, I either want to race or, you know, I'm looking to race. Like, you know, anything that kind of I feel like I can hang in there. It comes my way. I might try to negotiate, you know, get some spot if it's some kind of, if I'm stepping out of my league or something like that. But at the end of the day, I want to race. You know, people want to see a race at the end of the day. They don't mind all that bullshit. But if you know it's not going anywhere, you know, it just ends up being just a waste of time. You know, I heard a show the other day, and it was 2 hours of arguing, and nobody could get a word in, two grown men, and I feel like I needed two aspirins after that fucking, you know, show. I had to turn it off, and I was shaking my head. You know, sometimes you got to step in and, you know, bust out that gorilla arm and pull these people off stage. You know, turn the cameras away, turn the phone off, because people would just keep talking and talking until you click them off, you know, and, you know, it's a simple game, man. We just got to play it simple. You know, it's a simple, exciting game. And don't take the excitement out of it with bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it exciting and keep it moving and keep it moving and keep engaging, man. You know, take a chance. You never know with these races. You know, you don't feel like you got a chance. Well, maybe lower the stakes. You know what I'm saying? Don't bet so much money.
Yeah.
When I feel like I got something, I'll push it all in. I'll push the whole bag in. And I tell my boys, we got this, motherfucker. Let's push everything in. And people aren't afraid to get in there. My pots usually, you know, my last, you know, shit, other than my last race last week or whatever, other than that, I want to go for 10 or better. I feel like I got enough juice with my team and everything where a couple of my boys want to get in. And I've had 50 grudge races for 10,000, you know, in my lifetime. I've been racing 4 decades, man. I've been in this shit for a while, and I've seen it, you know. We bet bags over, you know, big, you know, 5 times that. We've bet them already. So it all depends, you know. If you feel like you got something there, you know, push everything forward. You got 3 aces, man, push the whole shit in, you know what I'm saying? You know, but if you don't and you just want to have, you know, fun, you go into an event, I still say run the shit for $1,000, you know. Run those small races too. It's just that you got to know where you're at. You know, you got to realize on some of these places, you know where you're at. You know, you go to places like the lot, or English Town used to be, or you got some shit with these high stands, you know what they're up there doing. People can see it from a high view. They can see how fast your car goes. There's some real, you know, sharp, expert guys that are out there, and they can check you, you know what I mean? And know, you know, you run it all out, you know, with the test shots. I tell people, take it easy on those test shots. Save them shits when you're all alone, or some low stand, you know, stadiums where they can't really, you know, clip you and see how fast you go. You know, you got to save it. You know, this is still a game of mystery, and you know, you got to keep stealth. You know, you got to keep a little something, you know. Don't show all your cards, man. You know what I mean? This is a game where, you know, I mean, you know, once they're on to you, look at Sammy. I mean, you know, I mean, listen, he ran the baddest guy that was out there. I give him a lot of credit. He came from 0 to 100 and went right to the top, you know, and, you know, he had some success, and he had, you know, and he didn't have some success, you know, but you got to admit, the guy had balls. He went straight to the top, you know what I mean? He didn't give a fuck, and, you know, I was with him, you know, on a lot of those excursions, and, you know, it was exciting, and, you know, we pushed in where we thought we could do, and, you know, it's all, you know, you got to make it make sense, like the other man says, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you got to be smart and make it make sense. And this is a sharp guy game. You want to survive in this game, you know, you got to just, you know, stay in your lane and come up slow. And, you know what I mean? Don't blow the bubble. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just play it smart, man. There's smart ways to play this game. You know, you can't be showing everything you got, you know. You know, I always thought about, you know, show them the left and give them the right. That's the way you got to play this game. You know, you show these people by these killer motors, and they put them on Facebook now, and they're so proud of it. But all you're doing is scaring it away. You're scaring the termites away, the little guys, you know. You want to start at the bottom and eat your way straight up to the top. So, you know, it's a hustle game. It's a hustle game, and the hustle is definitely a part of the game. And, you know, once you take the hustle out, then the game slows right up, because, you know, if you can't hustle or do something, you know, on the cuff, you kind of blow your shit up. And next thing you know, you're selling the car, you can't get no races, people are scared of you. You know, there's a lot of shit that goes with it. So, you know, be smart, I say, and keep it moving, man. Keep this game fresh and keep it moving. Don't hang yourself up on these guys that really have no part of the game, and they just, They just waste people's time talking, you know. You know, keep them shits moving. Turn your back on some of these fuckers sometimes. You just got to turn your back, say, man, you know, instead of sitting there and arguing and being repetitive, man, turn your back, walk away, look for the next guy. You know what I mean? It's like a bad chick, you know.
Fact.
If you ain't getting it from her, move it on, man. Move it on. Move it on.
Fact.
You know?
Yo, you just said a whole – and see, I got another question for you because now
yeah.
you said that you've ran – and I know this is true. And see, a lot of people don't really – they've never really heard your story as far as, like, what you just said about running for that big bag who 60 or more times. So being that you've been in a vehicle, locked in a race, and you say it's a $50,000 pot, you've done it numerous times. And this question came up last week because I'm part of a little trucker show in the morning. And we, you know, we talk. I get on there and talk shit to my uncle, stuff like that. We have fun. And it keeps coming up. Same question. All right. May 6th or 7th. Well, it's May 7th. You have Black Nasty with Scott King behind the wheel. And he's been in, you know, he's been in quite a few for the big paper. And then you have Keenan on the other side from the DMV and Illuminati. And the bag is
right.
Nice. The bag is nice. So you got two killers on 28s, no bars on nitrous. And, you know, arguably right now, I mean, really two of the baddest out there right now in the no time world. I mean, per se. So who, like, if you had to look at that from a gambler's aspect and you're gambling on it, who are you taking?
You know, it's hard to say when you don't know, you have no idea. I'm not sure what those guys' programs are. I know the Illuminati car is a supercar, and the other guy's got a supercar. I mean, this is where the pot goes crazy because you get people that, you know, they push in their pots, and it just goes to the moon. You know, I've had some people that we, like when we ran the Seven Assassins, you know, for 10. And all of a sudden, the guy came along and said, man, I'm betting with those guys. And we covered him for an extra 5, you know, and it just... You just don't know who's with you and who you like. It just takes takes that one or two cats, to just bring the pot to the moon. So you can't really put a number on it. You know, you can't really, you don't know. That's the whole thing. You know, you just don't know where the pot's going to go. You know, I've had pots where, you know, it went over 50. We ran HD and we ran, we ran that crew with Terry and all those cats. And you know, it's just, you just don't know. You know, when two people have cars they think are supercars, man, those supercars, those top dogs, you know, when them Detroit guys came to ATCO and I ran those guys, Jimbo and them guys for the big bag, you know, after they just beat Petey for 20, you know, that shit just, they had 40, you know, so where does it go? You know what I mean? You just don't know. That's what I'm saying. I can't put a number on it, and I can't really call a race that I'm not part of the crew because, you know, I just watch the cars, you know. I don't know. They're so damn close. But when both people say I'm the baddest in the world, those are the pots that get scary. You know what I'm saying? When those pots, they get scary. You know what I'm saying? So there's no end to that shit, you know. The championship for the belt.
True.
You know, when you got two people that got – man, I'm just saying, I think I'm the baddest guy on 28s, you know, with an old motor car, you know, small block, you know what I mean? So my pot could go crazy, you know, people like me, and then who's ever willing to say, you know what, fuck it, Flex, man, we're going at you. We got something that we think's better than you. And meanwhile, they've been watching my car all along, and that pot could go crazy because my, you know, like Young Stang, when we ran Young Stang, that, you know, a little while back, you know, they had crazy money. He had everybody believing that he had the crazy, crazy shit in his car. And, you know, he had HD. He had, you know, he got up, you know, 25. I'm just saying they had it. You know what I mean? They had it. And then, you know, that was at MIR. And then we ended up, you know, racing at ACO because there was an accident. Then it started raining. But I guess as people started looking at his program, you know, they lowered it down a little bit. And when we ran him, you know, and it was, you know, my guys, we had it all, you know, we had it all covered no matter what they were going to put in. So, it, you know, when we beat him. But, you know, you just don't know, you know. You know, you don't know. Like, I'm sure people could have, you know, when Sammy ran Ghost, I mean, shit, you knew they were backing those guys up no matter what they had. Well, we only had a certain amount, I'm saying, but, you know, they were backing them to the moon. People brought in their mortgage papers because they knew that Ghost, that was a killer. We were stepping up out of our league, you know, but you know, you tried it, Sammy. I give you credit, man. You went to 100. With that shit. You didn't give a fuck. You didn't turn away from nobody. Talk about the look away. You never did that shit. So, I you know what I'm saying? And I was right there behind you. You know what I mean? But you know,
oh, yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, they had some real expert people working on it. His crew was, he had a bad crew. He had the best shit in the world. And you know, we were coming up with some good stuff. But, you know, we didn't have, you know, we had damn Shula or Chris Tootin. He had all them cats over there. He knows where to go. You know what I mean? We're trying to do some backyard shit, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know, we came up a little short, but listen, we beat them other guys down in, you know, where we go, Sammy? Darlington, and, you know, we had some good races. So, you know, back and forth, man, back and forth. I love the game, love the people. Talk shows are good, you know what I mean? But you just got to keep it a little bit like that mystery, like I said. That, you know, that little mystery is just something that, you know, you got to kind of, you know, there's ways to beat guys and there's ways to beat guys. You know, you track the trailer, a motherfucker, and he got you, you know. One race could ruin you. So, you know, you got to be a little slick, man. You got to be a little slick with the game. So that's the way I've always played it. You're like, you know.
You know why I like having you on here, Flex? Because for real, you one of the realest from the North. Like, let's just be honest. You one of the realest from the North. As far as racing for the paper. So having you on, like man, I'm going to tell you. I sit there sometimes. See, I'm what they call a young old head. And I'll sit there. Like when me and Tippy Toe get together, I remember there was times we still got to get together because we was going to go to Florida early one year. And we had planned it before COVID. We were like, you know what? We'll go Monday. And we'll just get the same hotel. We'll rent the ballroom, put up a projector, find somebody with old grudge tapes. And Tippy Toe told me, he's like, JB, I still got them on VHS. That's real talk. Like, I would love to see some of the stuff from back in the day where y'all, because it just sounds like back in the day, y'all just, hey, man, I'm here, you're here. I got money, you got money, let's get the money together, get it on, no bullshit, there's nobody up there looking to see if I can go this and you can go that, it's just straight up grudge racing, because you know, back in the day,
back in the day, they didn't even have cameras. This shit was all underground shit, you know, so you didn't even hear when the races were, people were hush hush. I was in high school in the early 80s, and man, I used to work at Scott Schaffhoff sweeping floors when I was 20 years old. I said, Scott, you don't have to pay me. I said, I just want to learn. I think I was 19. I just got out of high school, and I was like, I just want to learn about this nitrous oxide and the shit I was talking about. And I met so many different people from back then, you know, that people, you know, came in and shit and learned how to, you know, help with the tune-ups and just learn a lot of shit. And you know, it just, they didn't have videos. Everything was, you know, stealth, the street races. They didn't want people knowing and the crowds there. But they had some crazy money back then. You know, money was easy to come by on the streets. You know, today it's not so easy. People work hard for their money. Back then, people were hustling hard. It was a different era back then, you know. You know, now you can't, you know, everybody's on the up and up. If not, they're, you know, somewhere, they're in prison somewhere. So, you know, you do, people last in the game, they come and go. We've seen a lot of that, you know, where they're up on top of the world, you know, and next thing you know it, they're, you know, they're either in jail, dead, or some shit like that. So, you know, it's a tough game, you know, that loose money. So it's all in time, you know. You know, people don't want to hear about the old races. They want to hear about the new races. So, you know, all that old stuff is good. And Tippy Toe was a big player back then. You know, he was in the game. That's my boy right there. You know, I was on his side, you know. So, but, you know, you can sit here and talk about that all the time. But there's so much young people, and they don't really care about the old shit. It's like learning about, you know, Christopher Columbus and shit. Who the fuck wants to hear about that anymore? We want to hear the new shit, you know? We want to hear about bombs and ships being blown up in Ukraine and all of that other shit, the Russians. You know, now it's all about the news and shit. And the news hopefully comes over straight and it's not tainted. So, you know, we could actually believe half of the shit that's going on. But always, always take a... two sides of every story. Always take another side and a look at shit. Even if it's racing, you know, have a little game plan. I tell people, you know when the hustle starts? I tell everybody, the hustle starts when you leave your house. Not once you make a couple of passes at the track and then you go from camper to camper and say, yo, who wants to race? Who wants to race? Because, you know, you already spill the beans. Like I said, you got to be a little cool. You got to be, you know, like I said, show them the left, give them the right. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep a little bit of the mystery in there. Keep a little bit of the mystery in there. You know.
All right. Well, hey, I got another question for you because I know you itching to get on. So you got some good races coming up. What's the next race we gonna see White Lightning Crew out at?
You know what? I'm looking for a little race. You know, to be honest, I'm ready to lock in somebody. You know, preferably, I like to race one of them. You know, an old motor car. You know, whether it be a little small block would be great. You know, somebody come for this title because I've been holding it a while, and you know what I'm saying. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to try somebody like me, sits like me. You know, a little stock chassis car, a little on 28s, and you know, a little small block in there would be great. You know, they're gonna have that. Or Motor Mayhem, you know, Gordo's having a little bit of that. So that might attract a lot of these motor cars. It's an all-motor race. And I might, you know, I'm going to be there, you know, looking for them. So we'll see where it takes us. You know, me, I'm always open to suggestions. There's nothing wrong with going around and asking. People get offended. Oh, you know, they think you're bullying them or whatever, but you never get offended. A guy comes up to me with a goddamn big block of nitrous. I'm not offended that you asked me to run me head up, but I can't do it. I can't do it. You know, you can't run me head up. I don't care how fast I go. You know, you got a goddamn big block with nitrous. I mean, you know, a small block with nitrous. These cars doesn't take much. Even a fool with nitrous got more power than a motor car. But, you know, you gotta be right, too. You know, you got to be right, too. So I'm open for suggestions. My line is always open. You know, I don't have, you know, lately, you know, my races have been, you know, I can't go out race every weekend. But, you know, I'm always out and I'm always available to show up somewhere, you know. And it don't take a big bag. You know, I'll come out for the little bag because I know times aren't the same as it was, you know. But heavy hitters to the small French fry, you know, I'm out there. I'm ready to rock and roll. So, and I'll take my chances. If there's nobody else around, man, if it's something I think I could get, I'll line up with whoever if I think I got a chance. So it's not always necessarily got to sit like me. I'm not one of them sit like me and only like me, you know, and I'm not going to race parts either. So, you know, me, I'm open for suggestions. I like to race. So, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Flex, I'm gonna tell you something, and I forgot who the guy is, and I know they tried to get you all together, and I think he ended up, you know what, he ended up running, just jumping in one of my shootouts one day, and you know he lost first round, he just won.
Right.
There was all motor, I want to say green Mustang, I forgot what it had painted on it, but. I'm thinking he's from the DMV or Carolina, and I want to say it had the Hulk painted on it or something.
I've been talking back and forth with Jimmy McFadden and those guys. They got a motor car, that big sexy Camaro, you know, or you know, even though. I'm outclassed with that car. I mean, I got a steel car there with regular floors, firewall. I just got some bolt-on fiberglass and that shit. I don't got nothing special, but they're getting that car ready. And we already locked up, and we were supposed to race. They had to pay some punk out to me down in Darlington, and they just, I don't know what happened, why they didn't take a chance, you know. They were at Galat the other week, and they were going to race Drew and Jason. They lined up with him, but the guy got timed out, and that was for a pretty decent bag there. But they got timed out. You know, their driver did three burnouts. You know, meanwhile, I told you, you know, just put the car right in the beams, you know. Light up both poles as soon as he gets close. This guy, you know, rush him into the beams because, I don't know, I didn't see too much confidence in their driver, you know. And he got timed out, and we had a little one-hour argument. But at the end of the day, the man Jimmy McFadden and his crew there, you know, they're men of their words, and they stood up, you know, they stood up and they paid up, you know, the whole pot. So, you know, and so they want some get backs. They've been giving away the money to, you know, the Northern crew, and they want some get backs. So it's just that they want the get back at Orangeburg, at their track, their location, and I'm not willing to do that. Again, you know, why should I come all the way down to your track? You know, we already took some deposits. We took some screw-ups that you guys did. Let's meet halfway. Let's go to MIR, Virginia, and meet them halfway. You know, and see if we can get a race off, you know, with that car again, and you know.
Flex, or JB, try to get them up to May 7th up there.
They usually hang out with I forgot his name. He's a promoter. Him and Cut do races sometime together. I can't think of his name. But yeah, that would work perfectly because, like you said, I mean Virginia. I mean I know y'all are coming down anyway. You know some of y'all are coming down. I know Mike Lang's got a race locked in. Gordo's got a race. I know some. So it would be good. Maybe you know. I'm going to see if I can get because I don't think they really have anything that weekend down there for them anyway. And, I mean,
I've been in contact with him, though. They're putting that car together again, you know what I mean? They're putting that car. So he says, you know, as soon as it's ready, I'm going to give you a call. So, you know, I'm sure they got some new shit, you know. I still got my old tired shit, but I'm sure they're planning on it. I mean, it's time, you know. You keep beating guys down a little bit, whether you race or not, and they want really some get back bad. So I'm on the phone with him personally. You know, we're on the back lines and we're talking. So I'll know. You don't really have to get with him because we're both, you know, we're kind of waiting on him. And I'm waiting on that Wallaboo guy and his crew. They got that motor car that they beat Big Sexy with back then. You know, so I'm waiting to hear they were going to go nitrous. And I said, you know, why are you going to go nitrous if all you got to do is put the motor back in? Well, the motor's not in the car. Well, if you really want to race, what does it take? You know, it's 12 bolts, man. Put that bitch in there. Come at us for a nice bag. And, you know, let's get it on if you really, you know. Because he was like, I'm not ready. You know, he's not ready. And then he said, I'm not ready, but I'm ready this year. So I like to engage with him. So I leave the door open for all these guys. But it is what it is, you know. I'm waiting on him.
What do you think about the milkman, man?
Make him deliver. I was already on the phone with him. Jazeer was on the phone with him, man. We contacted him, and he was, you know, I heard tears dropping. You know what I mean? He was crying about shit, you know?
Damn!
And, you know, he got a goddamn big block. He got a big block, but I wouldn't hesitate one second. He could get me locked in. I think it would take exactly 17 seconds to lock me in, you know what I mean, with that Malibu, with that big block against, you know, White Lightning. You know, and my White Lightning is just a stock. It's a stock body car, man. I got floors, five, you know, ain't nothing special there. Yeah, okay, I got fiberglass doors on that nose piece. But, man, it ain't nothing special. Look in that car. I mean, you're going to see all the shit. I didn't do really nothing with it, you know. Nothing crazy, you know, compared to some of these cars. I update or nothing. The car's been the same for, you know, over 10 years. So, yeah, the milkman, he could get it, man. He could get it. I give him that cheese delivery, man.
I thought about that because really, like you say, there's not many of you guys out there that will run for that, you know, for that money. Now I know those guys will run for that money, but it don't seem so. So basically, what you're saying, they just won't go out there.
They just won't go out there because I run the guy for $1,500. I mean, I meet him down in Maryland or somewhere. I don't really care, you know, what I run it for. I just like to put his skull on my shelf. Cool, what he did to my boys over there, you know what I mean? They beat him, and all power to him. He's got a real good car. That thing leaves, you know, it's a real, you know, he's got a good program there. I can't knock the guy. He knows what he's doing. You know, he's got a good piece in there. So it would be exciting to see it, you know, unfold, how it unfolds. You know, big block against a small block like that. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, you know, but then these people get on the back lines and right away, you know, they start flopping their gums and they scare people. You know what I mean? Is it the reputation of one guy? But, you know, so they could say, I told you so. I don't know why people get on the back lines and they just thought, you know, just ruin races, man, ruin races. And I heard a lot of it, even from the weekend. You know, people got on the back line from Galat. You know, I heard it. People got in contact with me and said, man, this guy told this and it said that. And I was like, well, I can't stop people from talking, but it just ruins the game. If you know something or you know, why don't you keep that shit under your hat? But people want to be, I told you so. You know, they want to ruin races. And this is what, you know, media does. You know what I mean? This is what the back lines and the private messages do. They kind of, you know, they fuck it up a little bit. But we got to expect that in today's world, you know. So, you know, and just, compensate and, you know, get out there.
It happened to me. Everybody calling me. You can't fuck with the ghost. You can't fuck with the ghost. You can't. I said, I don't give a fuck. You got to show me.
Right.
Got to show me.
Yeah. Right. And anything could happen, Sammy. You know the story. Anything could happen. So. You know, show you and do you, you know what I mean? You never know, you know. You never know what will happen, you know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is, you know. It's race,
yeah, well,
and there's a chance.
Well, I'm going to get on my end, too, to try to, because I remember, if Jazia's on here, Jazia probably remembers that car, because I think Jazia said something to him in a post. It was an all-motor Mustang coupe, and it either had Incredible Hulk or some kind of superhero painted on the hood, and it was green.
I
want to say he's from Maryland or Virginia, one of the two. And I forgot the guy. The car ran good. Like I said, the car was it because you know he teched it in for NCSB one day. He was like, look, man, he popped the hood. He was like, look, man, I got an all motor car. He couldn't get no action out there. And he wanted to make test hits and, you know, it was packed. So the first thing he said, he was like, fuck it. I'm just going to jump in your shootout. Even if I got to sit and wait and just get my ass beat, just get some, you know what I'm saying? The car ran good.
Yeah, some seat time, right?
I can't think if it was called the Incredible Hulk or what it was called, but it was Green Mustang.
Well, I'm always trolling for fish, so I haven't seen that. I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. And I have a couple of my guys we're always trolling, looking for. As soon as somebody says all motor, you know, my eyes pop up a little bit, you know. So I'm always on the lookout, and you know, anybody has somebody that, you know, sits like that, I'm all for it. So I'm an easy guy to lock in, you know, even with Sure Enough, 2 weeks ago, you know, I mean, it took me, I was on the talk show, it took us 15 seconds to lock in, you know, even though he had nitrous, I was like, damn, I'm going there anyway, so either I'm going to get my gas paid for and hotel and food paid for, or I'm going to pay double, so, you know, that's where it ended up, you know, and I got lucky over there, you know, by half a damn car, man, with that shit, I guess was coming on, I saw him in my side view mirror, next thing I know, he was on my door handle, but it was a good race, that's what makes for great racing, you know, that's what it is.
And that's what it's all about, because, like, you know, Jason Gray, I don't know if he's on here. And one thing I will say about Jason Gray, I will say this about him. You know,
he's scary.
Sammy, I know you'll say that, but at the same time, he will gamble. One thing about him, he will gamble, and... You know, he doesn't show favoritism or, hey, man, I want to run at this show. Because, like, I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I see this weekend, Flex. You got a nice race. And I understand y'all's in because y'all are up in New York, whatever. Y'all can't just make trip after trip after trip. But MIR is a great track.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
This week, you got great weather. You got great. I think it's supposed to be in the 70s. 78, 79, maybe high 80. And Dion has a race. And I don't see anybody. And I know a lot of people are ready because I know their car is ready because I've seen people test it. But it's like Jason just put a post up. And I got to kind of agree with him. Jason, like, what are we going to do this weekend? Are we going to grudge race or TNT? I mean,
yeah,
you know, because... You got a great, it's a good race this weekend. Dion's got great weather. I mean, I think it's like 78, 79 this weekend. No rain. You're talking about Maryland. And, I mean, MIR is back to MIR now. There's no MDIR. It's MIR. So
yeah.
not only are you got good racing, you got a good promoter, you got something for the street cars, you got something for the extreme, he got something for street cars and big tire. So
well, he's
I'm
got a good track
like,
there, Royce. I mean, yeah. He runs a good track, and, you know, you got traction there. I mean, you know, you don't want to go somewhere where you're slipping and sliding, especially when it gets hot out there. I mean, it's perfectly, you know, he's standing on the line. You know what I mean? The guy's watching every little drip of oil. They're cleaning it up. You know, they care about that track, you know, and it shows. It shows in the performance of the cars. You know, and Jason Gray, yeah, he's a runner. He has a great program. You don't see him smoking his shit down the track. I mean, he's not killing it. You know, he has a good little tune up in that car, and I got to hand it to him. He's a player, man. The guy's a player, and he gets down. You know, 99% of the time, he's there. And you know, I seen the car pull away from him, but he just stayed down, and the guy did a wheelie, and he beat him. So that goes to show you that, you know, he just it's not that he's the fastest car. You know, I seen the guy do the wheel stay. He left him. I don't know if he got the brake. He looked like he left on him hard, and he was ahead. But, you know, his shit got squirrely, and he made his nice, steady Freddy run there, and he beat the guy. So, you know, I got to give him props for that, you know. He runs a good program, you know, he's got that car. You know, he knows that car. You know, he's got that thing right. So he's a player in the game. Of course, he wants to go racing every weekend. You know, he's not pushing head. You know, I don't think so, but I see him making pass after pass. He's not, you know, pushing head gaskets out of the damn thing. I mean, the guy's got the right tune, a nice, safe tune. Car runs good, and you know, keeps him in the game. It keeps him in the game. You know, nobody wants to be broken on the side waiting for parts. Especially nowadays, this shit is, you know, you can't even get parts nowadays. I got more people on jack stand saying, well, I'm waiting for parts. And, you know, who wants to be in that predicament? That sucks, you know. You could miss a whole damn season waiting for goddamn rods to come in or some pistons or whatever, you know. So props to him, man. Props to him. And props to everybody that's out there and just, you know, got a good program and just, you know, don't push it too hard, you know. Just get ahead. All you have to do is just, you know, beat the guy, you know. So
yeah, I was just
but
look.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Nick Neighbor. I don't know if you can push the one button. I'm talking to Nick Neighbor because you know the guys in the Midwest are coming, and he's got a car called the Cat. Here we go. Nick Neighbor, you gonna try to find my buddy some motor action? Can you find him some motor action?
We can probably find him some, but is he okay with a class car? Because most likely it's going to be a class car nowadays.
I mean, class cars, you know, we got a couple of class cars, NMCA, those guys. But, you know, I hate to do that at some kind of big event. You know, I don't even care, you know. I'm all for racing a class car, but, you know, I mean, they got to come right, you know what I mean? We don't race with wheelie bars. Yeah. You know, we race with 28s. Yeah. I know those NMCA guys got wheelie bars and 28s, and you know what I mean? I don't care about tunnel rams and all that. I don't got all of that fancy shit. I mean, I got one damn carburetor and, you know, but I'm all for it. I know there's a lot of guys, you know, in the West and, you know, damn California, they have a big program with a lot of motor cars. That's a long way to travel. And me, man, I ain't going down all the way over there, but man, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't mind, you know, seeing them somewhere a little bit closer, but if you got something, I mean, you know, class car, whatnot, and that, you know, you put them on 28s with no bars. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. You know, cause it's show times. I don't really care about that. You know, because you can't run that good time all the time. You know.
There used to be a car down from, I think it's either New York or New Jersey, called White Lightning.
That's the owner on the phone.
Yeah, that's me. That's my car.
Oh shit! What's up, boss? Yeah, I remember you ran Wayne back in the day with that Grey Goose and stuff. That's the only all motor action that I can recall. You know.
Right. We ran Uratko and those guys. You know, David Zimmerman, Jimbo was driving. Yeah, the Grey Goose. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was the race I was supposed to lose. I was supposed to lose that race, but didn't turn out that way.
That was a killer.
Yeah.
That was a bad
still campaigning that car. Old as it is, I'm still campaigning that car. So, you know, why change it that it's not broken and it still hasn't been defeated yet, you know?
Hell yeah. For sure, brother. For sure.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, man. I remember that. That's when Wayne and Jimbo were together, right?
Yeah,
yep.
Wayne and Jimbo.
Wayne
yeah, Jimbo's driving. Yep.
Yep. That's okay. Damn, that's some history there. Shit, that's some history.
Yeah.
Damn.
Same damn mode I still got in there. I saw Ty just a couple of home jobs since then, but you know, it's the same damn piece. I built that shit back and forget it. I don't remember when.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's got to be at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. Yeah. But that was a quarter mile race. Yeah, we ran out the back door on that night. You know, it was. They brought that car from Detroit down there. They said they had the baddest low motor car in the world. So that, you know, that was, and they had a good running car. But I think you know, I got them out a little bit. It was a close race. It was a close race.
I just found a video. I mean, it didn't look close to me. God damn it, you got that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know me, I always tell them that I'm on my door handle, man. I'm not one to say I got the guy by a tractor trailer because that don't get you more races. But, you know, it was a good race. It was definitely a good race. I think it's Flex versus Jimbo on YouTube, yeah. Flex versus Jimbo. It was on YouTube. Yeah, I watched that a couple of months back. It came up on my memories, you know. But I'm looking forward. If I see, you know, anybody in the West or whatever, like I said, you know what I mean. I'm you know, I'm all for it. You know, shit. Even if some of them MCA guy car. Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, they run real hard, but you know, half the time they don't get down. So. You know, I wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop me from putting, you know, pushing in the lights. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for that shit. You don't have to not show times for a year. I don't go by rules. I just go by if I think I got a guy, I'm going out there.
For sure.
You know, that's racing. That's drag racing. I don't turn down no races.
Yeah.
So.
Hey Flex, I just got a text from somebody in the back room. They said that car, if you can find it, that motor car is called Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Yep. They said it's a motor. What? It's an all-motor Chevy coupe, and it's called Marvin the Martian.
Well, what do I got to do, buy a spaceship to go find this motherfucker or what? I mean, man, that shit, man.
Just,
put it over here. Put on an APB, man. Put his shit on the milk on the side of a milk carton. Missing Martian.
Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guy just texted me in the other room. He said, man, that car you look, he said he thinks the guy's last name is Mason, and he said it's called Marvin the Martian. That's it.
I don't recall ever hearing about that. I don't recall. That was, I don't know. If anybody knows him, hit him up, man. Hit him up.
Yeah,
anybody
out
there knows him, if you know who that is, hit him up. Tell him. See if he's looking to engage.
Yeah, I'd love to see some all-road action.
I would, too, especially for a good, like Flex said, for a good pot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, so Flex, you're telling me, now see, I peeped something, you know, and that's old school grudge racer right there. You basically said you'll run a class car long as that NMCA car don't come with, like you said, wheelie bars. Because most of them cars, you know, they got 10-foot of wheelie bar and all this and that.
Right.
If they come out there on 28.
28, yeah, no bars.
And no bars.
I'll excuse everything else. Them showing times, them shit, their tunnel rams, their sheet metal ability. I don't got none of that shit. I don't got none. I leave my hood open. You know, you can see it. You know, I had my hood off, you know, in Galat, man. I wasn't hiding nothing. I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, nothing fancy under there. It's just a good running, consistent car. So, You know, I wouldn't have a problem. No dry sum, none of that shit. But I don't care if a guy comes, you know, like I said, I don't race parts. I just, you know, just come with that tire with no bars, and I'm engaging. You know, I'm engaging.
Damn it. Damn it.
You know what I mean? I got to try it. I got to see, you know, I got to see what they got.
And see, another thing you will do, you'll take a gamble with a nitrous car, as long as it's, you know, like what I've seen is like how you run, like, you know, you ran Shonuff and ran Shonuff. So
I ran Rogers. I ran the Devil's Advocate. I run a lot of nitrous cars. Yeah. You know, I run, you know, Rogers. I run, you know, a couple of nitrous cars, Pink Warrior and stuff. Listen, half the time I win, half the time I lose against a nitrous car. But I don't, you know, I never lost no race, you know, in so long that, you know, motor to motor. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, I got to push in the bag, motor to motor. On those other races, I have to, you know, I have to bet small because, you know, it's a goddamn nitrous car. You know what I mean? Maybe I could get lucky, but, you know. I need a little spot, you know. I mean, I got a little spot by Rogers, but, you know, my car did a wheel stand, you know what I mean? My shit went up in the air a little bit, and, you know, he got me, you know. But that was nitrous, so, you know, I'm not ashamed of that, you know. I'm not ashamed of that. So, but motor to motor, man, I got to try it. I got to try it. I mean, that's what I got the damn thing for, you know. Let's race it. Get in the paint, man. Get in the paint or get in the stands.
That's what I'm talking about. That's just straight gambling. So,
right.
I know what I want to ask you while I got you on here, Nick. With what cars are making the trip from the Midwest to with y'all? What cars are making that trip May 6th or May 7th? I'm just trying to see something.
So far, I got, you know, my car, the Vet. We got Mike Panetta with the S10. We got probably most likely Scotty Goss with that unicorn car.
Okay.
I might bring my all steel, all glass car, the street car, the Black Jesus.
What's Black Jesus? Talk to me now. Talk to me. What's Black Jesus? Because Sammy, is it Ford? Is Black Jesus Ford?
It's Black Jesus what?
Is it Ford?
Yeah, it's that Ford Mustang. It's all steel, all glass.
Oh, Sammy, you got a thing for Ford cars, Sammy. Look at that.
I know. I hear. But Naber, he saw my page, so he went to go get one.
so how does the street car sit?
It's a LS single turbo, 85mm deals. You know, it fits all the rules that, you know, on that flyer basically, and it's a pump gas or E85. Interior. I mean, it's all glass except the hood. I mean, it's got an alternator on it. You know, it's a cruiser. You know, it drives around and, you know, it'll make a, you know, whatever you want, 100-mile trip, whatever you want.
Oh, so you got a real street car. You got something like Sammy's black car. They Sammy like that black car you got, Sammy.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like it. Dude, I didn't see that car in 3 years,
Jake. Huh?
I didn't see that car in 3 years.
Okay. Because I thought y'all had like an 87 to 93 type car that was boosted or something, street car.
Oh, yeah, that's that. Yeah, the hatchback.
Yeah, the hatchback.
Yeah.
Ours.
I thought you were talking about my 4i hubcap car.
No, I know. That you said you ain't seen it in a while, so I already know what's going on. So I was talking about the 87
to 93. Yeah, yep. She broke in Gallant. She got beat up in Gallant.
Ah.
Yeah. Be out soon. We'll see.
Yeah. If Sammy shows up, I'm gonna have to whip out the brown Jesus tune up on him.
Oh, you
oh,
can't
shit.
Do that. You can't do that. Oh man. I don't know, Nick. I don't know. I'm gonna have to make a phone call later.
Oh shit.
Better stop it.
Let's not get the
That was interesting.
I had to make a phone call later. Mm. Better stop it.
Oh, shit. So neighbors coming down to try to win the shootout and take out Top Notch, huh?
Yeah, that's the plan.
The disc to be, okay.
Look, JB, the 6 and 7 can't come soon enough.
No, it can't, because I'm telling you, like, I mean, every other morning, you know, I get on this, like I said, and a lot of them are on this show right now, and they like family, you know, my uncle, my cousin, Ron Green, got Chicken, Shorty Pop, oh my gosh, Hamble, all the guys, we got a little morning show, and then, you know, Dirty Red and all them, Fat Albert, you know, Keenan, Nephew Pete, who else we got? Pooh. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, got a little morning show. And these guys get on there. And, you know, it's like every day it's like a new race we talk about May 6th and 7th. And I'm going to tell you, May 7th, is going to be that race with Keenan and Black Nasty. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to knock on wood when I say this. Hold on, let me go knock on something. If one of those cars hits the tire or red lights, I want to see the crowd's face.
Oh, man.
Do you know what's going to happen? Because like Flex said just a while ago, that pot, It's nice. It's like I want to say it's a 40,000 aside or more pot right now. I don't have to put out the, you know, the logistics. Everybody be like, oh man, you know, but I know it's a 40,000 aside plus pot right now, and that's crazy. But it would be crazy if one of those cars don't make the trip or they red light. I just to look over and see the crowd and be like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy for that money. Like Flex was just saying, Flex is raising 60 or more times for 60,000 or more a race. You know what I'm saying? And if he would mess around at red light or hit the tires, it's gotta be a fucked up feeling. But like y'all said, I can't wait. I mean, I might end up at DKR's Rise of Greatness this weekend, man. If I can get all my ducks in a row, man, I might go out and watch some racing this weekend, man.
Hey, Flex, JD. Matter of fact, I want to ask Flex or something. Flex, you riding that weekend?
Wait a minute, am I coming down?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
You riding that weekend? Coming.
I'm hoping. Yeah, I should be all right. You know, to come down. You know, I have a little family thing going on, but I'm hoping to be clear by that. I'm hoping to be clear that day. Hopefully, I can make it to both days. You know, stay to both days. So I'll let you know. I'll hit you up on the back line if anything.
Hey, JD.
Yo.
What's up with that smart car, man? We're getting action or no?
Actually, Nick, I'm going to be honest with you. My partner has it at his shop right now, and I don't even know if maybe you're a tech guy or whatever, but everything works, but it will not turn over. Like when I say headlights work,
yeah,
everything works. You know, you go to turn the key to whatchamacallit, you turn the key all the way over, it doesn't start. So I'm back to square one.
That's a starter issue. We had the same exact thing with mine. The starter seizes up and shit in those cars. I guess it's a common thing. I'll try that out. You could probably give it a little tap, see if it engages, but definitely my car did the same exact thing, and we swapped the starter in it. Fucking fires right up.
Because, see, I'm thinking, see, another guy tried to tell me it might be the SAM unit, which is the control center, because he said sometimes they get wet from being where they are, up under the carpet on the driver's side. And he said if they get wet, they act funny. And I'm hearing it could be that too. So I'm gonna try to have it ready by the 7th, but it's not looking too great.
I got you.
But Sammy's got a black one. He said I think he still got, man, y'all, you know, he could probably put it in the trailer and y'all can get some action.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy.
Damn, JB, you a troublemaker, JB.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, JB, and, you a troublemaker.
Let's get Top Notch back on the line or something, David.
The car's apart right now. We don't talk about it, JB.
Neighbor, I got a good, because look, I got my nephew CT on here, and CT is the host. He's hosting the All Steel All Glass thing for us that weekend. What killers are y'all bringing down for that All Steel All Glass shootout? That's what I want to hear. I got to hear this.
Shit, I can think of one more person with that, that Chevy, shit, what is it, the Pro Charger car, the Chevelle, or well, not Chevelle, what the hell is it? I have no idea. Here, I'm gonna give you the Nova, yep, Pro Charger car. That's the all-steel glass car. My buddy Brian Cole, we're bringing his all-steel glass, big block nitrous steel. That's about it as far as I can tell, man. I'm sure there's a couple more, but as far as I know, these are two people I'm in contact with.
Okay. Okay, because,
yeah.
I mean, that's...
I'm not sure if the Corvettes fit that category with the factory body panels or whatnot, but Selena's going to be there. Enrique Selena. We'll probably be on the property with that C7
vest. Green one. The green one. Man, now, look, let me ask you something. Being that, I mean, you know, I think Ricky's going to be in that kind of trim. Would Selena's and Ricky Fox be a good race?
I think so. I'm not sure how comfortable Ricky is with racing turbo cars. I'm sure Ricky will down for anything.
Oh, okay.
But, I know
so
Selena
would
be down.
It's a turbo deal?
Yeah, it's a turbo deal, yeah.
Okay. Well, shoot. but I do know, now, you know, I do know of a certain person. I don't know if the car is going to be ready yet or he's coming out, but I know there's going to be a few. There's like a Nova here, and CT can help me out with this, but we got a white Nova in our area that I think is all glass, all steel, and I want to say it's pro-charged or crank-driven. I forgot what they call the car, but that might be something, you know, that might be something we might have to put together. I think it's a 70 or 71 Nova with a, I want to say a crank-driven Pro Charger.
Yeah, that's what Kyle has. He's got one of those crank-driven deals. And I'm not sure what was the cutoff on the Pro Charger deal for that class. Was it a F1X or something?
I think it was an F1X, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what he's got, but he plans on showing up anyway. So whether he fits the shootout or not, you know, he'll be an all-steel.
Okay,
trim,
here we go.
You know, for
here we go with the man with the master plan. Nephew, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on? You on with Nick Neighbor, a.k.a. the Camel Jockey, a.k.a. the Disco Nova, Disco Vet.
What's up, Tim? What's up? The next one, the all steel, all glass, is the F1X. It's F1,
okay.
And then turbos are limited to an 88.
Yep. I remember that.
Ain't there a white Nova? I don't know if he's still panels or not, but I thought he ran like Pro Boost or a Boost, like he runs a Pro Charger, I want to say. He's from up there in like Charlottesville.
Matt Lawrence, buddy.
Is that car all steel glass or is it fiberglass?
I think it's fiberglass. You're talking about Joe Batista car.
That's the car, yeah.
Hey, nephew,
how does things work with the vets? Because neighbors said they got a vet up there. How does that work with the vet?
I mean, as long as it's like a factor confines the body, you pretty much clear to run. I believe John BFE's the tech man. You know, I believe, you know, no aftermarket fiberglass or so on. But as far as, you know, boosted gas, you know, it's going to be a couple heavy hitter, you know, boosted gas on the property. Like, you got Brandon Journey. He has the Nova. Lewis Jones. He has the red turbo Camaro called Lucifer.
Lucifer, yeah.
And you got Matt Lawrence. Charles Forrest, he has a real clean 72 Camaro. And, it's going to be a good amount of boosted gas. It'll be a pretty close field of record. You know, Ricky coming in with his small block nitrous car, Billy Brown with his Mustang. I believe Billy Lackley is going to make it. It should be a nice field.
That works. Yeah, I'm excited, man. There's a lot of different classes going on and a bunch of heavy hitters showing up, so we'll be seeing some action.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, last year, it was a great event. Last year, we had a blast last year, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this Disco Vet. And look, I seen this thing on the dyno, man. Was that a big block in that thing or what? I'm on mute.
No, that's a small block. It actually fits your old rule. Remember you had
know,
a seven-deck rule?
I know. I'm picking with you because I looked at it. I was like, man, that thing got gorilla flames hung out it. And I think I heard a three-speed. I was a listening thing.
Yeah, gorilla flames.
That's
what happened when you. That's what happened when you don't hit them with enough nitrous.
I hear you. But that's neither here nor there. So what you saying? You gonna mess around? You might be a little outgunned, but you gonna put Black Jesus in the shootout too, and it's all steel, all glass.
Yeah, we're definitely bringing that car for that. It fits that class. That single turbo deal, it fits it. I mean, it's a little bit small. It's actually an 85mm, but it fits. I mean, once you see it, you'll see the actual.
Oh, I seen it. Four-eyed, looks like it's got like a five-star well wheel on the front.
Yeah, it's got a 17-inch front wheel on it. You know.
Yeah, it must look good.
Yeah, it's a cruiser.
Yeah, it's going to be, I say that's going to be one hell of a class that day. I think nephew might pull about 16 to 32. And I know it's going to be a good 16. That's going to be a good field for that money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna have to find old Flex some more motor action, man. I gotta find this Marvin the Martian car, man.
I'll shoot Chris Urachko a message and see maybe he can kind of give me a little heads up who might fit that and who might, you know, be down for some action.
Yeah, it might even be somebody that hasn't ran NMRA in a few years or a year or so. And, you know, just might want to come down for a little grudge action. That might be, you know.
I might
get a green all-motor Mustang.
That's it. I can't.
Yeah.
It's Marvin the Martian is the car. That's what it's called. But I can't find him on Facebook. It was something Mason. Somebody just messaged me, said it was Marvin the Martian. But I can't find him.
Yeah, him or, you know, a bunch of them New York guys, they like all motor.
Yeah, well, see, Flex is over here now, and Flex said he wants all motor action that day, bad.
Well,
I think, was it Dwayne Mason? That might be him, too. Let me find Dwayne. Yeah, I'm gonna find
All right, Nick.
All right, Nick.
We'll catch up. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah. What's going on, nephew?
Nothing much. I'm on the way back down the road.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just on here kicking it with fucking Sammy, and I think Fat Albert must have got off. He must be back in Richmond now, so he probably getting him a nap. Oh, there you go. There go old Roy. What are you doing,
no,
Roy?
I fell off, and I just called back.
That's all. Yeah, Roy, we gotta find this green Mustang. It's called Marvin the Martian, and Flex wants to get busy with it. I can't find the guy.
Where is he out of?
He's out of Maryland. It's either Maryland or Virginia. He ran my class one time with it. And like you said, he was outgunned. But, you know, got in there. He couldn't find no action. So he said, shit, fuck it. I'll jump in the nitrous class.
Oh, okay.
I got to find it. That'd be a good. Marvin the Martian Mustang. I remember that's what he had painted on it.
Seems like I heard of that car somewhere, but
yeah, it's a nice running little car, green coupe.
Well, if he's out of Maryland, it shouldn't be too hard to find somebody. I know him.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So how far you done got there? Here you go, right here. Oh, man, see? Is that the car right here? Oh, I'm going to tag CT. Maybe he might know the dude. And I'm going to tag you, Roy. Maybe you know him. I done found the car. Here you go, right here. I just tagged y'all in. Let me see if I can.
Yeah, that's the car.
That's it right there.
I see a guy named Andy Harris. He commented on that.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen that car. Yeah.
Yeah, Vaughn Mason is the owner, I'm guessing. Vaughn is a Mason. Yeah, because
he might be up there Saturday, JB. I'm going to keep my eyes out open for him Saturday if he come up. He might be out there Saturday.
Yeah, that's about the only – I don't know too many – like I told Flex, I don't know too many guys out there right now in the no-time world that's still out there. But like Flex said he'll gamble with a class car. That's just – he just want to – he want to get busy. He said, long as that class car come with no bars and no bars with a small block, he got to fight. But I just want to know, and Fat Albert, you might can help me out. You on the mic this week, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's locked in for DeAndre's? Get a guy. I know somebody asked a while ago. You weren't on here, and I didn't. All I knew was, I think Bigfoot and somebody. That's the only race I knew of. Bigfoot and I forgot who it was.
I ain't got nothing in front of me, JV. I'm driving, but they got some races locked in. I do know that.
Yeah, and I know Copperhead, man, he got one race locked in. I do remember that. He running somebody. It might be off the trailer.
I know Illuminati say they giving out the one and one. Don't care who it is.
I heard that.
I don't care.
I don't think nobody gonna jump out there though. Ain't nobody gonna. Because I think they want our brother Jeff Rogers. But I don't think Jeff gonna be ready this week. If Jeff was ready, he'd probably be on the show talking shit.
Said he give him the head up break and he'll keep it. So that was his negotiation. He said he wanted to break and he'll keep it. But they said no, we need a one and one. They were going back and forth, so we just gonna have to see on that one.
So basically Jeff wanted to get up out of there and he said he was gonna stay out and he won't go get the pay.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey. I'm supposed to be going to two car shows this weekend. I don't know how that's gonna work, but I might drop these trophies off, and man, I might try to make my way up there, my damn self. And Fat Albert, I know what I want to ask you while I got you on here, and I know people. Been sending prayers. How is our brother Elvin? How is his mother doing, man?
Well, I haven't talked to him. I've kind of let him, take care of the business and take care of his mom at first. But, she's still in the hospital. But I haven't, called him or texted him or nothing because I know he's going through some things right now. But, if I hear anything, JB, I'll definitely, let you know. But, all we can do is just pray for him.
Yeah.
Pray for him and the whole family, hope everything work out for her.
Yeah, because one thing about that, Elvin, and like I know, Elvis Spurlock is one of the biggest supporters of No Time Racing. If there's a show, he own it. He don't care if whose show it is. He own a radio show. And that's just him.
Mm-hmm.
But, prayers to his mother and the Spurlock family, because, man, it's tough times right now. It's tough times, man.
Yeah, so everybody just keep them in the prayers and hope everything works out for her. So.
Yeah, that's just... So, Fat Albert, after this, you got... What you gonna be in Sammy's too, right? You gonna be in Sammy's?
I'm gonna try to. I have never been to Sammy's, and I gotta go. you know. So
I look,
I gotta
support. I'm gonna tell you
that leg of, that rack of lamb y'all keep talking about.
Man, I went up there and had more fun. One thing about them guys, they will race just about anything. And I'm serious. Like, I think Sammy was up there trying to race a street car. Like, when I say street car, it's Mustang. Like, his everyday driver. I'm like, they'll gamble. Gambling, because that day, I think, was the race. It was two all motor. I think, who was it that ran all motor? Sammy, who ran that day all motor when I was up there?
All motor. I think it was shit.
It was for a big pot.
It was, shoot. I think it was Drew.
It was Drew.
Drew and,
it was Drew.
And Bernard. And Bernard with the Nova.
It was. And that was for a hell of a pot.
Yeah, it was big. It was, a little over 10.
Each side.
Yeah,
but Fat Albert always, he never come up. Fat Albert doesn't want to come up this way. He's scared to come up this way.
He's scared of a good time. It's not the point that I can't.
He's scared of a good time.
It's the point, y'all just don't understand. I drive for a living, Sam. I just can't get out of one vehicle and hop in another one.
Look, JB always looking for a partner to drive with.
Hey, even if I'm riding, I'm just a tired. Shit.
Right, JB?
Yeah, one thing about me, if I got somebody to ride, I will go. But nowadays, I can't do the by myself thing because I'm tearing up.
But you're old. But you're getting old on us.
I'm tearing up vehicles. Old lady said she gonna put me out. I tear up one more goddamn vehicle. Oh yeah, and just to let y'all know, I'm gonna be putting something out pretty soon, man. Me and a partner of mine, because I've been looking for something to do to keep me occupied during when I'm bored and just keep my mind doing something. Me and my partner bought a printing press, so we're gonna be doing shirts pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a designer and everything, man. I need something to keep me going when I ain't doing something, because I usually get myself in trouble when I ain't.
Yeah. Hey, Sammy, JB came over my house. I just moved in my new home. JB came over there and drunk all my liquor, Sammy. I'm back on mute.
Hold up. That corner's empty, Fat Albert?
Man, it's empty, Sammy. JB came over there, and, I'm being hospitable. I told him to help himself. Why did I say them two words? Help yourself. I'll never say
so
that.
He went, and so he didn't do one of your moves. Just keep going back and forth. He's grabbed the chair and sat there in that corner.
He just sat right there, Sammy. I said, oh no.
Damn, JB.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you.
I told her to fix me one. She said, "Sweet, it's all gone." I hopped up. I said, "What you mean it's all gone?" She said, "Look, it's empty." I said, "Lord, that damn JB."
He treated me good, Sammy. He treated me. You know what he did? Look, Sammy, I couldn't bring nothing. When I say I came straight from work, I left the school at like 6:30, and I was coming up the road, and man called me, said, "JB, stop by here, man. Drink one with me." I said, "God damn, it's a work day. I got to be up at 6:30 tomorrow." But you know what I said? I said, "You know what? I'm going by here." Went by there. The man got me drinking and fed me good food. We had rice and beans and chicken.
Wow.
And shit.
But, hey, Sammy, I told her, I said, "Don't you ever. They're like a stray cat. You feed them one time, they'll never go home." Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert. Yeah.
Look, I don't know. Let's see. What is my date? The 9th? Yeah, the 9th. July 9th, right? So can you get up? Can you get up there? Can you come up the way on a Friday night up here?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You and JB head up this way Friday night, and I'm gonna take you somewhere.
I like it. Oh, I don't. You just said take us somewhere. I don't know if I like the sound of that.
It's right up the block from the track. Right up the block. Right up the street. Right up that road.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's right up the road.
Well,
you know, my birthday is July 6th. So I'm like I said. I mean, I never. Hey, Jeez. Sammy, how far that track? How far that track from the Poconos?
If you're going to the Poconos, JB, I'm not riding with you. If you're going to some goddamn Poconos, I'm not riding with you. Hell no.
Look, I book you guys a room.
No.
I book you guys a room.
No,
you don't need to go to Poconos with him. No. Because he might end up poking you after he finishes all that liquor.
Damn.
Oh, shit. You might have to take some money.
Mm-mm.
Oh, damn. No, damn. Nah, I'll tell you, I'm going to bring you up the block. I'll make sure Steph is there, too.
Oh, Steph. Hey, man, you know what? I'm happy to see old Uncle Steph doing his goddamn interviews again, man. I can't wait to see. He said he'd come in May 6th or 7th. I can't wait to see him out there doing. See, that's bringing back the good old days, man. Interviews,
yeah,
and
the real
street. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
In the real street.
I like
Fat
that.
Fat Albert doesn't know about that.
So what you trying to say? Fat Albert can't start? What if Fat Albert, you know what? He might have to start his own interviews and he call it, hey, hey, hey.
That's an idea. But, JB, you say your birthday, you not doing your birthday bash no more?
July 2nd, I'm not doing the race no more because there's already four or five dates that weekend of the second, the second, and my birthday falls on like a Wednesday, so I was like, you know what, I'm not even fighting that battle no more about the,
right.
Hey, I got this date, I'm not doing it no more. So July 2nd,
okay.
July 2nd, I'm doing a birthday.
July 9th will be your birthday bash. Fuck it.
I said I might, you know what, I'll probably come on up there, man. I'm going to find
you
me
say,
a lot
you
lizard
say
come
you
on
might.
Up there.
Look, JB, you always say you might come up, and then you fucking show up, not like Fat Albert.
Now, Fat Albert might, I'm going to tell you now, if Fat Albert don't have, like you said, if he get back on a Thursday or something like that, well, Fat Albert going to come now. One thing about him, he going to have the Lexus in the wind. He might be listening to some Keith Sweat, having a little Joan in the side. You know, he might ride, man.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
One thing about me, we was talking the other day, BJ Bond, all of us, and they was like, JB, you've been doing, I remember being 23, 24 years old. I couldn't stay in, I was in Mississippi one weekend, and then I went to Chilton County, what was it? Chilton County, probably the worst track I've been to in my life. I think I was in my 20s. They didn't even have nothing to do the track with, Sammy. Ricky Stambro I'm telling you, it was called Chilton County. Ricky Stambro went and borrowed. No, they had a tractor. They had a tractor, but the tractor had no dragger. So Ricky Stambro went and got a chain, hooked up two tractor tires, and dragged rubber into the tire for like 6 hours. Man, I was out there rolling. And then later that day, Jolly Rancher and Ebola ran for like $10,000 at a little janky track called Chilton County. Man, I'm gonna have to find that goddamn video. Y'all don't believe me, but if y'all see it, y'all gonna die laughing. Oh my God, my man was out there with two tractor tires dragging the track.
Two track. Oh yeah, that's what they used to do up here too.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm trying to find a way to Bobby Cole race, man. I might mess around and get on a plane, man. I ain't never been on one. But see, the only way I can make that weekend happen, because that Sunday, we got a Southern Soul party and all the boys from Richmond going. You know, Bud Nigga, Ed, all the people we hang out going, because they got Ronnie.
I tried this morning to go to Bobby Cole. I asked Brian, yeah, that's the main. Bring the RV out. We all go. He said, no, man, I ain't going no damn Memphis. I'm trying to get up there to that race.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to go because I don't know if y'all done heard, but this is probably going to be, I mean, I know Sammy probably heard, this is probably going to be the end of Memphis.
I heard that, but I didn't really take it seriously. Are they really serious about shutting it down?
Well, I just looked at three posts, one from Tony Rayford, one from a guy in Memphis, and one just was posted on Grudge Inc. that this is probably going to be the last time.
Wow.
And then you got South Georgia Motorsports Park. I don't know if you heard about that, but they going through it right now too. So I mean, God damn, man.
Mm-mm.
But look, one thing about that track up there where Sammy at. Fat Albert, oh, look at this. Oh, you done talked him up. I believe you done talked him up, Fat Albert. 804, ending in
6213. Fat Albert, you got my touch?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Move that on
804
phone,
number. 804. I don't want to read your whole number. Your last four is 6213. Somebody pushed the. Let me find out who this is. They done pushed the one button. I don't want to read their whole number, but damn. Shorty Pop. That's who it is. Listen to this. Listen to this, Fat Albert. Guess who done pushed the one button and probably didn't even know it. Doug Johnson. A.K.A. Popcorn Shorty. Shorty Pop. He done pushed the darn one button and didn't even know it. That's him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So what do you think, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, JB Sammy just sent me to up the street. From the track. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that myself now, too. Oh. Man. Sammy,
It's nice.
Oh my goodness. Yes. See the angle on that four link is nice, Sammy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
it might be a four link, but I just rather have a stock chassis.
They got big tires there, they got small tires there.
Mm-hmm.
They got four. They got those, the you know, the Euro light headlights. Not real nice.
I might have to go in.
You came a couple times, but you kept on running away.
I passed by there.
A lot of people pass it, they don't notice it.
Oh, them the best ones. Lord, them the best ones.
It looks like a little house. Before you make that right turn, it's right there.
I might have to see about this. Yeah, see, one thing I will say, I had fun up there the last time. That was good that damn time.
Yeah, even ask Fat Albert. Fred told you. He had a good time when
Fred
came up.
Oh, you came up there too?
Yeah, he was up there last year in the September race.
Yeah,
he had a good time. He had a good time at the race. He was enjoying himself. He had a real good time. He said, "You motherfuckers are crazy." They didn't give a shit who raced. They were on top of you. Whatever went down, race. Yeah,
Sammy. I might have to come up there for that one, Sam.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. We're gonna have a good time. We are definitely gonna have a good time. Because every year,
the podcast
is getting bigger and bigger. I don't know. Where's Brian up today?
I bet you Brian is probably. Let's see. Today is. I don't know where. Could Brian be testing somewhere this week? I don't know. I mean, it is getting closer.
Where's Mr. Epps today? It's lonely without him. Where's Mr. Epps today?
Oh, I was on there with him this morning on the morning show this morning. He might be sleeping.
Yeah,
he drives trucks too.
Sleeping. Oh, he works a day shift. How about Albert?
Now Brian be all up in Maine, Connecticut, all up in that area.
Yeah, he come up this way. He come
hey.
Up my way. Yeah, Epps
yeah,
comes up long.
He stay in Jersey, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Jersey.
He does come up this way. He said that. Yeah, I know. He does come up this way. Damn, my bit. Fucking it up. But I bought new pets for kids. They got me putting them together right now. They can't wait. Damn, kids.
You spoil them, Sam?
Huh?
They spoil.
Man, not really. Not really. They're not spoiled, but they're fucking annoying because they started bringing the shit upstairs, took it out of the box, and they know I'm going to have to put it together because they're going to start losing parts of it. And then I'm going to be screwed, so I might as well go do it now. I was ready to jump in the shower and go to sleep. Ouch. Now they got me taking pools in my fucking van. I don't know. I don't want to be doing this shit.
It ain't that bad.
It's not that bad. But it got me an excuse. It got me outside to get a drill, and I had to send you guys something. Now I'm going back in the house.
Let me see.
What happened? The little one is starting bothering me now, too. He's complaining. What happened? I didn't scare you. Did I scare you? 3 years old, you can't shut up now. Oh, man. I'm going on mute real quick. Let me get to work back on these beds.
Well, why ain't nobody really talking today, JB?
I don't know. I know I talked to, I know Kenny, I think, had something to do tonight, Ferguson. And then, like you said, I know Brian. I ain't talked to Brian since this morning. And I don't see Jeff on. I see there's still a few callers on, but I don't see no numbers that usually on here pushing that one button. So I don't know what's going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the numbers right now. Yeah, I don't see. Yep. Yeah, everybody a little quiet tonight. Everybody a little quiet. We had a, you know, started off good and everybody was talking, and then, you know, I don't know. Boy, must be. Hold on. We got one. Oh, look. You done talked him up. God darn, Pat Albert. Look, Sammy going to get on me, and then his partner going to open the mic.
What's going on,
Jeff?
How you doing?
God damn, Jeff.
We up here changing the rear to ring the pinion in this. Top sports car. Mm.
Oh.
We were listening. We were listening the whole time. We had you on speaker.
So basically what you're saying is y'all are changing the rear in the blue car so y'all can take it out this week.
And Deion got a test session tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Jeff, I'm just a messenger. I try to defend you back quick. Best I could, but Keenan said, you better not step on the property. I mean, he did tell me to say that to you.
Well, if he wasn't so scared, I don't want to do this whole goddamn program with him last time. He gave me let me move, and I'll keep the clear.
Didn't I tell you, JB, that was a negotiation?
Yep. All you got to do, let me budge. And I'll stay out in front of that motherfucker. Because here's how I look at it, JB. That bitch going to be radio prep track, and I got a big car. So I'm behind eight ball. So you can go and nullify that fucking clear. And they ain't going to give me the back tire. What? That ain't nothing. That's fucking 6 feet. So to make it a nice and fair race, let me move. And I'll stay out. That's a long way. That's a lot to do to stay out front of that big, hard-charging motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is going to be coming. You ain't going to be lying.
God. Yeah. Yeah.
That bitch is going to be coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go about 198. He's going to go about 202. He's coming. Nah, I'm fucking with you. But what's that motherfucker grow some balls? And give me, let me move. That's all you got to do.
Uh-oh.
All you got to do. And I'll keep you clear. I'll tell you, I even went up. I'll give him the back tire, and I'll clear him. He let me move. That's how much that back tire means nothing. That back tire means nothing, JB. See, you got to understand, JB. These cars, look, the back tire and the clear for the car that goes, you know, mid to upper fours, that's a little bit of something. But when these cars go that fast, what the hell is that back tire in the clear? Ain't nothing. They make up so much ground, they go more than a car length in a tenth of a second. If they all want a car length in a tenth of a second is what they think that clear is. So you're telling me a clear with a 12-second car is the same as a, you know what I mean, 8-second car or a 6-second car? It's all different. Faster they go, the less that shit means, right? You can cover a whole lot of ground going 190 mile an hour.
Got a good point.
I've been fucking racing long enough to know, god damn. But he's just scared. He's scared to take an L. Scared to take an L.
Well, maybe you'll probably find something up there though. You might have to grab horns with one of them 5-inch smaller guys.
That's fine. We'll see what happens. See what happens tomorrow. But if this motherfucker does what I think it might do,
Uh-oh.
How much did we consider? Yeah. Say that again, Fat Albert.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to show he ain't as fancy thinks he is. That motherfucker, he didn't, like you said, he ain't raced nobody yet. He ain't raced nobody. He raced one goddamn wounded 484 car. And I think he did something. He ain't, you know what I mean? Once he beats four or five people, then he's good. He ain't beat nobody.
Yeah, he told him on the morning show, he said, Albert, I know that's your hero, but he better not step on that property. You might get your wish. Well, I hope I do.
Well, I mean, I ain't ducking and dodging. I mean,
you ain't going to give him nothing. You're going to give it to him on no silver platter either.
Well, that's what he wants. He wants somebody to hand him something. If he's hungry, let me know. I'll lend him some money. Ah, damn. Look like he's hungry. Look like he starved to death last time I seen him.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker lost 80 pounds.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that motherfucker's small now.
Yeah, he lost all
he is small.
Hey, JB, I need his recipe.
His recipe was if you want to drop... Here's his recipe, Fat Albert. If you want to drive his motherfucking car, you're going to have to lose 60 pounds. That's what happened.
That's the real thing.
God damn.
That's what happened. So, JB.
What's up?
So, look, I'm going to go down the list one last time. Just make this a fair race. Now, you know what I know. I got a goddamn car built in 2007. And I'll show you the goddamn the plate on the door bar. I built a top sportsman car in 2007. Goddamn thing, 2022. What's that, 15 years old? I got a 15-year-old car.
Yep.
And I go across any scale, and it's 2,500 plus. So... I'll this grudge racing, they don't want to talk about parts, they don't want to do this, whatever. But ain't no secret, he got a brand new goddamn state-of-the-art car. Got to be light as a feather. Got a brand new big old motor. I got an old goddamn backyard hobo carbureted motor. He got the goddamn, he got the big-ass 315 radios on. He ain't got 275 now. He got 315. Which would be the fastest tire in the world. And that's some bitch gonna be on a radio prep track, and I gotta run a slick, and he only wants to give me the back tire to clear. He ought to be ashamed of himself. That'd be like me giving Fat Albert the back tire to clear.
That's right.
Goddamn,
that ain't
stone cool. No, not this day and age. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody ought to call him up, tell him to grow some balls, and just goddamn get in the paint and let me budge. All you gotta do is let me move. He's such a good driver. As soon as I move, he comes get me, and I stay out. Huh?
I'm texting him, Jeff. I'm saying, Jeff said, grow
instead of balls.
Some balls.
See, the problem with them is they got that goddamn guy from Texas up. Pretty smart. He's pretty slick. So he's in the ear. He's trying not to let him get the head cut up. But I'm not saying what I'm banking on. I don't even know if I can win that race.
Uh-oh, he texted me back, Jeff. Oh, here you go. Tell him if he needs – hey, Jeff, hold on. I'm going to read it verbatim. Tell him if he needs to break, he needs to put that bitch on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, shit. And I just read it verbatim.
Well, it is going to be for sale here in a couple months. I don't know about no Marketplace, but it's going to be up there.
They're going to be on Facebook Marketplace, but it'll be up for sale.
Yeah. Because he ain't running around here all acting like he's all tough. I got something coming. I got something coming for his
ass. Uh-oh.
Yeah. That motherfucker. Who else is going to get the racing?
Maybe.
Everybody right here going to race him.
Hold on, JB. I'm going to call him. Fuck all this. He texting me shit. Fuck this shit.
Tell him to call the show. He knows how to call the show.
I don't know if he'll be able to get on now.
It went past the time.
Okay. It ain't like I'm going like
to can get him on.
Kick. I'm a
Fat
clear
Albert can get him
on. I got to clear him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, JB? I got to clear him.
Yep.
I got to keep it.
There you go, Keenan.
Hey, sister, I got to clear you, man. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, come
Fat
on, man. Yes, sir.
He has no – I don't even know how you even got the call merged in, because if he can't run me heads up or with the one-on-one, he
heads
needs to
up.
Stay in his lane. He needs to stay in his lane.
Well,
you need
told,
to go talk
I was just
to somebody.
Told. I was
to go,
told
you
that you said I might not be on a property. So I figured you on the spot.
What you need to do,
listen,
what you need to do is
listen,
you need
listen,
to go run the 44 5 inch class.
Listen, grudge racing.
You
they
must
all tell me
you
grudge
must
racing,
run the 44
any two cars can race. Ain't that right, JB?
That
grudge
correct.
Racing, any
that
two cars can race. Make it fair.
Hey, Jim.
Any two cars can race.
I told you the race you got. You either take it or leave it. I told you the race you got. I'll come off the trailer Saturday, and you got the one-on-one.
And you can't test on that track tomorrow.
You can't tell me what I can do on a whole different day. I might wake up.
Well, you just told me what you was going to do, so why can't I tell you what I want
I
you
can.
To do?
No, because I said so.
If you can't test, you can't test tomorrow. That ain't like trailer, man. You test at the same track, you're going to race at the next day. Come on, man. That ain't
no,
come
I don't mean
trail.
Nothing.
I gotta
go
off the show.
I might not test nothing. You don't know.
I tell you what. If you don't test down at Bud's Creek, I'll take that race there.
I can't guarantee you what I'm doing tomorrow. I might go to the fair. I don't know where I'm going.
You said I might go to the fair.
Yeah, I'm going to the fair. I might go to the fishing. I ain't no telling what I'm gonna do. I might go to the zoo and see your ass, Jeff.
It's 9 o'clock at night. You already know what you're going to do tomorrow.
I don't know what
you
I'm
already
doing.
Know what you're going to do tomorrow. 9 o'clock at night. Most men plan this shit ahead of time. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, you're going left or right.
Don't they got a big time shootout, 44, 5 inch, guys?
5 inch and smaller, yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll let Jeff run in there. He can't beat none of them no way. So Jeff can get in there.
Let me school you. They had a big tire race down the last June, July.
You can't school me. I'm pretty sure you talk to Chris Cheeks and Brad Diggs, they'll let you in. Even with your 5'3".
All right, let me in there.
They'll let you in. Yeah, they'll let you in.
And you go down and put your shit up on jack stand and sit there all day. You ain't going to get a race.
I probably will do that, especially since you got you.
Yeah, like you did that 7-10. Like you did that 7-10. Here to make a pass.
That's the seat.
Goddamn people come here to see the car go down the track, and you're going to do a burnout and shut it off and say you can't back up.
That lets me know how much you follow me, because I ain't never been to 7-10.
Well, where the hell that racetrack was, that's how much I follow you. I don't know where you was. I just heard about it.
You followed my details of how I did a burnout and couldn't back up.
Somebody said they went all down to watch the race. And motherfucker did a burnout and act like he couldn't go reverse. I said, look at that.
Reverse boat.
Yeah, I know it
did. Jeff, I was there.
What track was that?
No, Fat Albert, you was not there, Fat Albert. You was not at 710.
Yeah. Goddamn people what they came to see, and goddamn if you didn't just shut it off.
I don't know how y'all let a guy like this on the radio show. You got Ricky Fox done punked them on the small tire car. I mean the Mustang, the small time Mustang. Then you got me punking him on the big time car. Why is he even on the radio show? Who is he?
Get that
flashlight.
Keenan, I did more of my goddamn race career than you ever did.
And you're right. Yeah, and look, you 100 years old too. You 100 years old
period.
Too. So you're supposed to.
Period. And look,
you know,
I got
you
all my own shit.
How can you?
I got all my own shit.
You
I ain't driving somebody else's shit.
Now,
hold
on. You can't
shit.
Say that.
I got my
you,
own
you can't
shit.
Say that. You can't
I'm
say
up here working
that
on tonight. I got my own shit.
Brian said you got a sugar daddy. You got a sugar daddy that's paying for your shit. So what's the difference?
Uh-oh.
That's what Brian said.
Well,
you got a sugar daddy.
But
somebody, daddy, mama, baby, I don't know.
The problem is we know you got a sugar daddy. Who the fuck is Daytona? Who's sugar daddy?
Listen, I have look.
That
I
motherfucker
have
told you a little too heavy.
Listen,
he told you lose some weight.
Listen,
your ass lost some weight. Got some high heels.
Listen.
I don't know what's going on.
The people know that Dave Thomas own what I drive. Ain't no hiding. Ain't trying to hide. You the one trying to hide. You got a sugar daddy. That's what Brad said. So I'm just going to let everybody know.
I work every day.
I work every day of the week myself. That don't mean that you
nobody
can't have a sugar daddy and still work.
I got some good buddies to help me work on it. That's it. This is the good thing about it.
Whether I own it or not, I can still lock your ass in. Mm. So now, so what do you want? You want one to one?
Well, give me the kick then, if you can lock me in.
I ain't giving you no kick, Joe. If you
I'll give plenty
kick,
kicks
you
away
need
before.
To be talking to me.
I'll give kicks away.
Listen. If you need a kick, Jeff, you don't need to be talking to me. You ain't on my level if you need a kick, Jeff.
I'm not on your level. I need to talk
you
to Dave Thomas.
You ain't got no level. You ain't nothing but a job.
That's
what I'm saying. You ain't on my level if you need a kick.
Right there. There's one.
You need to go talk to Brad. You don't have a level. You don't have to talk to Mark Jones. You had a fucking car. You ain't got a fucking car. What's the guy name on the street outlaw that got you on the fly with? I guess they felt sorry for you.
Cody.
Yeah, somebody. A nobody. And he probably liable to get gapped by him.
It don't matter.
To get
at least I'm racing. I'm racing, see? Oh, that's right. You won't race down that track.
Man, you ain't doing nobody racing, Jeff. You ain't nobody racing, Jeff.
You good for the track.
Look, if what you call driving a golf cart down the racetrack is racing, man, then
listen,
then
I did not call
that
man up to ask to race. They called me to race.
Man, they called
But whenever I'm pulling that team, whenever I'm pulling that with, I own them, listen, Jeff.
Yes, the man got a five second car, man. And they're going to match you with a 5 second car. And you feel privileged.
Bobby Cody
or whatever his name. Yeah, he got a 5 second car. And you feel privileged because they called you to ask for the race of 5 second car.
I ain't feel privileged. I didn't know if I could make it first. Listen.
You just
don't
said,
be
you
jealous.
Said they
I didn't call
me.
Him. This ain't nothing
you
about that.
They
called
me.
It's about me and you. It's about me and you. Ain't nothing about it. Listen,
that's,
the only reason I brought your name up today
to
because somebody told me that
the
you said I better not
step
foot on the property.
The only reason
you told me not
why
to be on the
property. They even called me because you need some type of, I don't know what it is, Jeff. You really irrelevant right now. I mean, you ain't race nobody. You ain't fast. You ain't done. What is you doing, Jeff?
Who did you race?
What
Hold on. Let's back this up. Who have you ever raced in your whole fucking career?
I tell you what.
Who have you ever raced? No, motherfucker.
I raced you. Listen. I raced you, and you beat me.
I'm gonna keep it real. I did not whip you.
You beat yourself. If you took the money, you won. Hey, Fat Albert, did
you
win, Fat Albert?
I don't count that as a win. I count that as
hey,
you got scared.
Well, if you don't count it as a win, then give us the money back. We need it back. We're a little broke over here.
But you know what?
I
told my whole crew, listen, I'll tell you the whole story. I told my crew I wasn't even going to take the money. I said, look, we didn't take the money. Okay. Then I got down that day and said, look, I made more money off wrecking this motherfucker than the car is worth. I got insurance on it. I'm going to get paid.
No, that ain't what it was. We know what it was, but we ain't gonna put on a radio show. You won.
I wrecked a couple of them. I had to pay. I didn't win, Keenan. You lost.
No, you won.
You
collected the money. You won.
Nah, you beat yourself.
Congratulations.
I'm telling you, you beat yourself.
But if you come back out there again, I'm gonna tell you. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
You wanna do what?
Look at that again. And that's the thing about it. You know it. That's why you asking for the break and all this crazy shit.
Listen, Ken, I got a goddamn old car.
You said if he come back out there, you gonna, you said just now, you said if he come back out there, you gonna tend to him.
I'm gonna tend to him. I'm a tin to him. And he know it. And he know it. He know it. He talking about ownership, all the other kind of shit that don't matter.
Hey, Kenan.
I don't care.
Kenan,
I don't care
up.
If I don't.
Kenan.
Listen.
You get done talking.
Hey,
let me know. I'll tell
hey,
you
Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert. Okay,
no,
well, I ain't finished talking yet, so let me finish. All right,
go ahead.
Finish.
Keep going.
Hey, Fat Albert. All
right, go ahead,
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
He talking about ownership, Fat Albert. Look, he's a dummy. He the one over there spending money. I ain't spending no money. So what needs to happen is he needs to follow my lead, Fat Albert. He needs to follow my lead.
Oh, so
it'll be simple for him.
Okay.
Hold on. I ain't finished talking. I ain't finished talking.
Okay.
I ain't finished talking.
Okay.
So what I got good news for him. I got good news for him. All he got to do is show up to the track on Saturday. He take this 1-1.
Uh-huh.
And it's still simple. They don't want to work. Or if he wants to grow some balls, as he said I needed to do, he grows some balls, run me heads up, well, we can race that way too. But if not, then he needs to call Brad D and see if they got an extra spot open for the 4845 at school. That's all. He ain't running nobody nowhere. He running Bobby the Cuddy. He running Big Daddy Don Garlic. Don the Snake through them all them old motherfuckers. Ain't nobody.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Bobby
Cody
young.
Bobby Cody on the future. Bobby Cody on the future Outlaws. He ain't on the TV show like the rest of the boys like that. He ain't on the TV show. You one of the junior varsity people that trying to be on Street Outlaws, Jeff. You weren't nobody.
Tell me when you're done talking. Tell me when you're done. You done?
Let me think about it. No, I ain't quite done yet. What else do I need to say, Fat Albert? What else do I need to say?
You're telling me you calling Dave Thomas a dummy. You said Dave Thomas spending all his money, like me. So Dave Thomas, if you listen,
he's
driving
because
he's a big dummy.
You're the dummy.
So
you
shouldn't spend all your money.
You're the one that's bringing up ownership. Ownership don't matter over here because we have what they call a team. If you had a team, you might actually be fast. Think about that. But your team don't stick together.
You all fired Wickenburg. He was part of the team. He fired you one day at a job.
He hurt the man's feelings. The man got a small tire car. He coming back big tire and whatever else he's doing. I don't know, but the man got his own program. Hey, Fat Albert, what time do we get the track on Saturday?
The track goes, it opening, I know it goes hot at 1.
So you going to be there what time? What time you going to be there?
I'll probably be there before 12.
You going to drive your Lexus?
Yeah, but of course.
Okay, well, make sure you find out where we park that, and we're going to use your car to block a spot for Jeff so you can park beside us.
Oh, no.
Park beside us. I want to park right beside
us. I might stay there all night. I might come down tomorrow night and stay there all night.
Well, you
Fat Albert, you got Keenan's number, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got Keenan's number. All right. I'm going to call you tomorrow afternoon, and I'll let you know what we're going to do.
Yeah, make sure
he's
going
to let me know.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Keenan,
hey, Fat Albert.
He's going to call me tomorrow and let me know
Fat
what he's going to do. That means he might come down
hey,
and
listen,
go,
hey, listen,
go to your...
Fat
go,
hey, listen,
uh-huh,
Fat
uh-huh,
Albert. Listen. I know you ain't starting for no money. You don't need no money. But I will tell you what I'll do. If you get Jeff to take the 1-1 on Saturday or run his heads up, we'll give you $300.
Good God! Well, he said he'll take it if you don't test it.
Hold on, listen. I'm a young man. I got the memory, but I just listen to my steps.
Okay. Yeah.
I said if he takes the 1-1 or runs me heads up, there ain't no other tips added to that.
Okay.
So you got $300 if you can get him to do that.
Come on, what was your cost for a couple years?
On Saturday. Hey, you might say, Keenan, I don't need no money from you. And that's the case, that's cool.
If I get it, I'm damn sure gonna ask for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You already know I tried to burn my house down buying plugs.
Yeah.
I know I need that shit.
But
Keenan, Jeff ain't said it, but you know, I gotta tell it. He said, "You just hold on. He got something coming for you." I'll go ahead and tell it. He said, "You just hold on."
Hey, Pat Albert.
He said it before you got on the show. He said he got something coming for you.
Man, Jeff might think he got something coming for me. He ain't nothing coming for me, man. How can he have something coming for somebody that don't own nothing? See how that works out?
I'm back on mute.
I got something coming for Dave.
I don't own anything.
He just repeated it.
How he coming for me if I don't own nothing?
Hey, Keenan, let's go back to the story. The old car you had, the old car you wrecked, right?
The old car,
would you run that motherfucker head up against what you got now?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
I would. And you know the reason why? Because everything I've ever driven is fast. I can't say the same for you. There was
accident
was slow. Executioner was slow. What you got now? Cassius Clay, whatever it's called. That's slow.
I like to know who beat Cassius Clay. Who beat Cassius Clay?
You ain't nobody to beat nobody. You ran one person.
Who am I supposed to race? Listen, who am I supposed to race?
Huh?
I race Bowser. Hold on. We race Bowser.
Who am I supposed to race?
We race your boy with the big motor in his car. What's his name? The Rock. Race The Rock. We had Jason X on the starting line. He blew up. We ran Tony Bynes with his fucking all fiberglass.
I'll tell you what I do. I ain't got no time for the history lesson. I'll tell you what I do, Fat Albert. I got a race for him. Fat Albert. I'll give Jeff the 1-1. He give me the 1-1 with a big tie with a ball call.
Oh. I'm confused here.
I'll give you the 1-1 with your executioner car. You give me the 1-1 with a big tie wheelie bar car that I'll be driving this weekend.
It's got a big block in it?
It's got a big block.
So why I got to give you 1-1? We got the same car.
Because it's a 5-inch. And you got a 5.3. And I'm only giving you the 1-1 because you crying like a 50 because I got 315s on in the new car.
I didn't cry about nothing. You called and asked me to race.
You crying like I said. That's the reason why you want to spot. If you ain't crying, then you'll run me head and look.
I'm just trying to get some action for the DMV to watch. You know what I mean?
Man, you ain't trying to get no action.
You just trying to get easy wins.
If you trying to get action, you come out there and run me head and look. And we will be at the end of the conversation. I got a five inch car that I do not own. Let me let everybody on the radio show know that. Keenan Timmons do not own.
Yo, everybody knows you
don't
own it. You ain't got
Let's get it out of the way. But I can lock Jeff in. I'll take the 1-1 five inch big time wheelie bar car, and I would give Jeff the 1-1 with the same car. Well, you know, Illuminati. So he's trying to provide
head up,
action.
I'll run your head up with the other car, and give me the kick with the other one.
Man, hey Jeff, you sound so fucking pitiful. You want to run a five inch car heads up with a 5.3.
I'll tell you what I do.
Hey,
I'll give you the 1-1 with the 5. I'll give you the 1-1 with the 5 inch. You go quarter mile.
Hey, Fat Albert, call me back when the man wants to race. Ain't nobody talked about racing quarter mile in 15 years. I'm trying to prove a point.
Them 5'2"
and 5'3" ain't much faster than 5'8" today. Your 5'8" motherfucker goes 3'80" today's month. You act like this is 1950. Every five inch, that's probably one faster than that. Shit, you got it. Oh, I'm sorry. You ain't got no weapon. You don't own no electric weapon. You don't own nothing. You're right. I don't. Let's get paid. Listen.
Let's get past the ownership don't mean nothing, but I can still fuck you up and whoop your ass.
Well, I go find somebody to fuck you up. What's that mean? I got somebody to fuck you up.
Nobody.
I don't own it, but I go find
somebody. You can't dial a number to fuck me up this weekend. You can't dial a number to fuck me up this weekend. I tell you what, call anybody you can think of to come to the
You ain't never been fast. You ain't got the balls to go fast.
Hey, Fat Albert.
You're like a little
fan job. Let him borrow your phone and see if he can find somebody to come get you this weekend. Let him borrow your phone since he want to call somebody. Let him borrow your phone. And whenever he finds somebody, let them know that Keenan don't own it, but he can lock me in. He don't own it, but he can lock me in. That ownership don't mean nothing to me. I ain't owned nothing in 5-10 years, but I'm still racing. So you got to come at a different angle, Jeff. That shit don't work.
I ain't coming no angle. I'm just telling you.
You try really hard. You try really, really hard, but still ain't got a lock in yet.
Listen, I told you. You ain't never with me. You never will with me. The only way you can whip me is if you get a fucking uneven race.
Listen, make it fucking fair. Hey, King, you got the fastest car in the world, that motherfucker.
Hey, put a 28 on that motherfucker, and I'll give you the back car.
I can't get you, Jeff.
Put a 28 on that raggedy motherfucker, I'll give you the back car.
Listen,
you
want to
use this little fucking big old fucking raggedy you got on there?
I can't get you if you stay on a radio show talking about ownership. I can't get you if you stay on a radio show talking about ownership. You lock me in, say, I'll
tell
you
owner put a fucking
275 on beat you.
Tell you,
you're going to
put a 275 when I run your head up.
We'll put a 275 on it. You put a 275 on it.
Hey, there you go. That's all right. Ain't no use us talking.
All right, well, that's so simple. We put 275 on, you put 275 on, and we'll do it.
All right, you put a fucking carbureted fucking 865 in yours,
I'll tell you what we do. I'll tell you what we do. Hey, Fat Albert, here go the race you want. He's been asking for the break. He got the break. He's got to keep it. Take his wheelie ball off.
That's some ignorant shit you talking. That's stupid.
Exactly. See how stupid you sound.
You
got the break.
Off your car. I told you, let me move.
You asked me to give you a crazy race to break. Man, get out of here, man.
But I gotta keep it. I gotta keep a car on you. You try to give me a stupid race.
That's your responsibility if you keep it or not. It's your responsibility. You talking crazy, so I'm going to talk crazy right with you. You got the break. Take your wheelie balls off. Take your wheelie balls off. See how retarded that sounds? But that's the way you be going.
Hey, look, that'd be like me telling you, hey, I'll give you the break. Take the left fucking wheel off. What the fuck kind of stupid shit is that?
And I might try. All right,
you got the break. Take the wheel off the motherfucker. Take the left wheel off. Yeah.
Look,
I give
you
the
told
back
me to take it off. You took listen.
I give you all three.
You told me to take it off,
back
but I'm gonna put it right
clear.
Back on
take
if I take it off.
I might try. I just say,
yeah. He said he'll take it off, but he's gonna put it right back on.
Exactly. He just told me to take it off. He said I had to leave it off, man.
He said I had to leave the wheelie bars off. Either. All right, I take them off. I take the wheelie bars off.
Yeah,
I think I'll put him right back on. That's right.
Man, Jim, right. You got to start moving faster,
car,
man.
You can't get nowhere with him. You want to
eat
your
win. You can't get nothing stupid across. That's what it is. You want something easy. Hey, Fat Albert.
Huh?
Yeah.
When y'all call Brad Diggs or Chris Cheeks or somebody like that next time, Jeff, I'm going to somebody, man.
Oh,
Lord. Call Brad, this Chris Cheeks. Call Daniel Hall or call somebody like what's the name? I don't even know. The 5-inch 484 guys, man, somebody. This man got a 5'3", and ain't running nobody that's got a 5'3". And then when he did run somebody with a 5.3, he got fucked up.
Keenan, I'll run anybody in the fucking country. It's got a big tire car.
You won't run nobody in the country.
You got
to fucking say you run nobody in the country and then skip a class.
Okay, let's start this over.
You can't, you know, hold on. You can't say you run anybody in the country and then skip a class.
How many people have you raised the last 6 months? Keenan, how many races you have in that car?
Hey, Brian, listen. It's called a brand new car. It's called One Race Florida. Who else is race? Everybody that I was locked in the race could either take point or we couldn't do the race.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't going to get none.
What I'm
trying
to
give you something that's fair.
Listen, you're not trying to give me nothing. You're trying to steal something easy. That's what you're doing. You're trying to get something easy.
I tell you what I do.
You come up. What you do? What you do?
We'll race. Give me that race. Then if I whip you, then I got to give you the 1-1.
Okay, I give you the 1-1. I give you the 1-1.
Give me mine first.
What?
Give me my fucking race first. Let me kick and clear you. And if I win, then you got the option to race me back with the 1-1.
Hey Jeff, let me make this simple for you because y'all know if you with an AARP or you fucking
I'm almost there.
Blind,
next year I'll
or
get
something.
That.
But listen, I'm not giving you the break. I'm not giving you the break. So what's the next race you want to talk about?
Ain't no way we can't get this off. You got too much car.
No way we can get it off. No.
No way we can get
too
off.
Too much car. Because when you drive,
too much car.
It's more about the car. Listen, I can't drive.
Keenan.
You can cut a better light than me. Look, I don't own nothing. You can cut a better light than me. And plus, you got a fast car. You can cut a better light than me.
I ain't got a fast car.
Oh, and don't forget.
You just told me how much.
Don't forget.
Keenan, we watch these. You can watch these fucking Radio versus the World cars. You know how fast they go. That ain't
what we got. That ain't what we got.
You got shit better than they got. So you ain't got the bullshit me.
No, we don't. But listen, you got to race the track. You got to race the driver. There's a whole lot of different elements besides what a car is. You know that.
I agree to that. I tell you what, I think that race, Kenny Hubbard can't be on the property.
Well, he can't. Okay, that's fine. He ain't got to be on the property.
And he can't look at. He can't. Look at your computer.
Yeah, come on out to the racetrack tomorrow. Come on out to the racetrack on Saturday. We're talking about back lines. We ain't got to do it for a whole lot, but I'll give you the 1-1. If people want to see it, let's do it. You ain't racing nobody. I ain't racing nobody. Let's do it.
Let me see if this shit we just did tonight works, and I'll call you tomorrow. You got the whole car apart.
Let me know, sir. All
right.
If you need somebody to help you come put it together, I'll come help you put it together.
Time you get there, we'll be done. You got too far to go.
Well, you know, I need to put the timer on and go through the computer anyway.
Keenan, you going to go help him turn some wrenches, Keenan? Will I volunteer your service to go help?
Look, I'll turn the fuck out of my damn plug. I'll put the plugs in. I'll tighten my lug nuts and everything up.
All right, fellas.
You help him out.
I'm going to get ready to start this. I got to start this car up. So, look, I'll call you tomorrow, Fat Albert. I'll let you know what's going on.
Okay.
We all heard what a sewing machine sound like. You can crank it up. We know what a sewing machine sound like.
Oh, Lord. All right, that'll work, Jeff. JB, wake your ass up, JB. You goddamn gone.
No, I'm still here, Drive. I was sitting there listening
hey,
to Jeff. I might...
Hey, JB. Hey, JB. Now, I was over here sleeping good, JB, and I thought y'all, I mean, I ain't know y'all had a segment where y'all talk, let bracket races start talking and all this kind of junior drags and stuff.
I thought
the radio show was about people who want to lock in with fast cars. Now, you can't bring me on if you got people talking junk that own the cars. Now, I got to come on the segment where you don't own them. You know, make sure I come on that segment.
No, man said, what do you say, Fat Al?
He was talking about that race with the, hey, well, if he give me the kick, I got to keep it.
And I keep it. Yeah.
That, so Fat Albert said, fuck it. We're going to just go ahead and hear from the horse's mouth.
And like I said, he can get the kick and he can keep it. Just take his wheelie balls off. He got his steps. I want my steps, right?
Yeah.
Both of them, and I would agree with everybody on the radio show, both of them sound stupid. You know? So,
well,
just,
he said,
you know,
when he fired up, he said if it sound right, he going to call me tomorrow.
Well, you want to sample what it's going to sound like?
Damn, kid.
I'll send it to you. Yeah, I'll send it to you, man.
Yeah.
What else we got going on the show?
Well, that
sound
like
anybody else locked in?
No, we were trying to
find Flex some all motor action, but I told him, I said, man, that don't sound like it's gonna happen.
Ain't too many like
all motor action. No, you
yeah,
all he, motor people out there, though.
Yeah, we got something out there, but they just, I don't know, ain't really stepping up to the plate to grudge race anybody, you know.
He said the race he waiting for is, and him and Big Sexy going to happen. They're going to race. That's right. Probably the only two that's, they're going to race.
What about this weekend, this Saturday? Any grudge races locked in for Neon's event in Bus Creek?
Well, Jason got a race. Jason's running somebody, and I want to say that Blue Nova, what's it called, Fat Albert?
Bigfoot.
He got something locked in there.
Bigfoot.
Marcus.
Yeah.
I know it should be a good event. Should be a good event. Got
yeah.
Nice weather coming out for Saturday, man, so should be good.
Yeah, good weather. Nice book. I just looked at the weather. JB supposed to be 71, 72, so
that's nice.
Weather.
That's good.
We'll have a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. I might get lucky and get Jeff to call me back tomorrow. Might get something going.
But JB's 11 o'clock. I'm going to get back this time. Give me a cup of coffee.
Well, look, you go ahead and get you a cup of coffee, and you finish your drive up. I'm gonna get my little half a day done, and I'll hit you tomorrow, driver.
That'll work.
Y'all boys don't have too much fun at the racetrack.
All right, bro. All right,
y'all
be all right,
in the morning.
Bro.
Okay. All right.
All right, bro.